coochie. I will be your tootsie wootsie if you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair.
Yeah, that's the great Judy Garland, and of course, meet me in St. Louis. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock this morning, the 16th of July. Chuck Shaden with you in the hall closet. 67 degrees along the lakefront. It's terrific out there today. It's a great, beautiful morning. No air conditioning necessary today. At least not yet. Mother Nature has provided the air conditioning. It's beautiful. It's really great. You feel good to be alive, right? 61 along the 61 at O'Hare, 67 along the lake, 60 officially at Midway. The humidity is 84%. The breeze is out of the northwest, just a little 5 miles an hour. Look what that breeze has blown in. A sound from our cassette tape of the month for the month of July. Listen to William Bendix as Chester Riley for a second.
Oh, Riley, I think you were a little too harsh with him.
Well, it's for his own good. You can't play football and think of girls at the same time.
Oh, nonsense.
I'm speaking from experience. In a championship game once, while I was tackling the guy, I was thinking of you, and I was penalized 5 yards for kissing.
That's Bill Bendix, says Chester Riley, penalized for kissing. And that's just part of the fun on our cassette of the month for the month of July. William Bendix says Riley in the life of Riley on one side. On the other side of our cassette, the Jack Benny program with Phil Harris, Don Wilson, Dennis Day, Rochester. Lots of fun as listeners react to the I Can't Stand Jack Benny contest. You'll have a good time if you join us for the cassette of the month for the month of July, and all you have to do is send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. That's $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Your cassette of the month will be rushed on its way to you, and there's no further obligation. If you'd like our tape in August, you'll have to tune in next month and order again. Nothing is ever sent automatically. So don't forget, gang, to get your cassette of the month for July, The Life of Riley and the Jack Benny Program. Send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. The Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053.
Betty's of Winnetka, nice clothes to get in.
Betty's can dress you up and down from your shoulders to your ankles. Find out how great you can look in three places: Winnetka, Evanston, and Lakehurst. Winnetka, Winnetka. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock this Monday morning. 67 degrees along the lakeshore, 61 at O'Hare, 60 officially at Midway. Weatherman says mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high in the upper 70s. A bit lower than that near the lake. Tonight, fair and continued cool. Low in the mid to upper 50s. Tuesday, mostly sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the low 80s. Sounds like a great week getting started. Northeast to easterly winds, 6 to 12 miles an hour today. Light southeasterly winds this evening. And we're going back now to 1945 for some fun with Eddie Cantor and the Eddie Cantor Show. This is from June 13th of 1945. Eddie's guests will be Marilyn Maxwell and Ellen Young. And kind of note some of the war. This is wartime, you know. Still war going on. June 13th of 1945. It was really winding down, but there's some kind of heavy propaganda in this thing. And listen, I'll listen to it a little bit. It's kind of interesting.
This is Eddie Cantor. It's Wednesday, and time for another show. Time for a few laughs, a few songs, and overseas, the men of our armed forces, bringing the fight closer and closer to the Japanese homeland, will be hearing this broadcast too. But when the gags and the tunes are over, they'll want something more important. They'll want assurance from us that we're backing them up. Ladies and gentlemen, show the men in the Pacific that there's a bond between us. Buy one. Tomorrow.
For the First Air Force, with headquarters at Mitchell Field, Long Island, New York, Bristol-Myers, makers of Salapatica, Truchet, and Minitrub, in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries, dedicate this program to Uncle Sam and his appeal to buy more war bonds to help the war effort. And now, here's the star of our show, Eddie Cantor!
Every time, every doggone crime, I fall in love.
I get a shopping around every time. Every time, every time, every doggone time I try romance, I'm taking a chance I'm losing my mind. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermit's cave till I lose those blues my sweetie gave to me. Gonna burn my bridges behind me, gonna hide out of them. You can look, but you'll never find me behind the eight ball again. But every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every doggone time. Find me behind the eight ball again. Cause every time, every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every doggone time I fall in love. Thank you, fellas and girls, and Don.
Yeah.
What a thrill I had here at the airport watching planes take off. I saw a C-47 leave the field at 200 miles an hour. Then I saw an A-26 leave doing 400 miles an hour. And before I left, I saw a plane here at Mitchell Field doing 450 miles an hour.
My, my, do they have anything faster than that leaving here?
Don, did you ever see one of these guys with enough points to get out? See something fast?
Huh?
He's home.
Well, I see what you mean. Eddie, I understand that some of the men are also released when they reach the age of 40.
That's right, Don. I met one of the fellows this morning who had just turned 40 and got his discharge. He was crying, and I asked him why. I said, why are you crying? Tomorrow you'll be out of the army, you'll be in civilian clothes, you'll have nothing to do but run after beautiful girls. And the guy said, yeah, but why didn't they let me out while I could still catch them?
You can't be serious. Haven't you heard the saying, life begins at 40?
How would I know, Don? Come back in 6 years and ask me.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. Wait a minute. Are you implying that you're only 34 years old?
Now, Don, you were at my birthday party. You counted the candles on the cake, didn't you? Didn't you?
Eddie, there were 34 candles on the piece I ate.
Oh, go away.
And another thing, Eddie. Another thing, I happen to know that you and I had celebrated your 31st wedding anniversary just last Saturday.
That's right.
Well, do you mean to say that at the time you and Ida were married that you were only 3 years old?
Oh, certainly, Don, certainly. We eloped. We eloped.
Well, you did.
Yes, we eloped. I got a ladder, carried her down from her high chair, slipped a teething ring on her finger, helped her into my carriage, and we were off to Niagara Falls. Don't be so statistical. Well, Don, I'm not like most actors. I happen to be 34 years old, and if I were 35, I'd be the first one to admit it. Believe me, Don, believe me.
Whatever you say, Eddie, but I had no idea that you were younger than Benny. You know, Jack admits to 36.
Jack Benny admits to 36?
That's right.
I'll tell you something, Don. Do you know that Stradivarius violin Jack has that's 150 years old?
Yeah, what about it?
I happen to know Jack Benny got his flat feet pacing up and down waiting for Mr. Stradivarius to finish it.
Oh. Well, now, Eddie, I'm not the least bit interested in how old you and Jack are, but I thought it was wonderful that you and I had celebrated 31 years of married life. Really, yeah. I did. Now, maybe you could give these young fellows out here some advice, huh?
Well, Don, this may sound strange, but the man who gave me the formula for a happy married life happens to be Georgie Jessel.
Georgie Jessel?
Georgie Jessel. He told me to follow two rules. One, when you get married, tell your wife you have to have one free evening a week to go out with the boys.
And what's the other rule?
Don't waste that free evening going out with the boys.
Eddie, how in the world can you stand there joking when these fellas are waiting for advice? Can't you see what a serious bunch they are? Just look.
Serious?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think so if you could see where they go to have fun. Lee's Hempstead Palace. For the benefit of the rest of the public, it's a Chinese restaurant.
yes, Eddie, yes, I know. I was in that restaurant.
Yeah?
Gee, with the dim lights and all the smoke, you can hardly see to pick up your food.
Don, when these boys go to Lee's, it isn't chop suey they want to pick up.
Oh, gee, Eddie, I...
Don't leave now, soldier. Don't leave.
Eddie, you know, I love Chinese
food.
You
love Chinese food?
Oh, yes. I like steaks and chops. I like dairy products.
All right, Don. We know you like to eat. Of course, he's only fooling, fellas. Don is a very light eater.
Right.
The minute it gets light outside, he starts to eat. You should see how much Chinese food this guy puts away. Instead of chopsticks, they bring him two baseball bats.
Well, tell me, Eddie, where do the boys eat when they're here in camp?
Well, a lot of the boys get in line at the post cafeteria for breakfast.
See? Where do they go for dinner?
By the time they get their breakfast, they've had dinner.
They really have to wait in line for...
Wait a minute, they...
They have to wait in line for breakfast that long?
Listen, Don, do they have to wait that long? Let me tell you something. A lieutenant ordered an egg for breakfast the other day, and by the time it was his turn, the egg he ordered had hatched, turned into a rooster, and was standing in line in back of the lieutenant waiting for his breakfast. I'm quite a frank chap, am I not? Don, we've spoken enough about what the boys do here at camp. I'd like to give you an idea of the work these boys are doing overseas.
Oh, you have some information about that, Eddie?
Yes, Don. I was listening to the shortwave radio, and I want to make a report on the news I heard coming out of Japan.
All right. Take it away, Tokyo.
Flashy flash. Very good news. War Department has asked me to make two announcements. Number one, all men having enough points will immediately be released from the army. Number two, all men released from the army will be put in the Navy. Now then, in regard to new point system for Japanese Navy, all Nipponese sailors will receive 2 points for each month's service overseas. Underseas, 4 points. Many citizens are trying to leave Tokyo. Japanese people warned to stay off trains and remain in their house during air raids. That way you will leave Tokyo quicker. Oh, flashy flash. Just received news, latest naval battle. American naval losses twice as much as Japan. Japanese lost 10 ships. Americans lose 20 torpedoes.
That's the first portion. 10 ships and 20 torpedoes, twice as many losses. First portion of the Eddie Cantor Show from June 13th of 1945. It's 21 minutes after 7. This is Chuck Shaden in the hall closet for the 16th of July, 67 degrees along the lakefront.
Who knows what interest grows from regular savings? Northwest Federal knows. Northwest Federal Savings, that is, the $160 million Savings Association, serving Northwest Chicagoland for nearly 50 years. Northwest Federal Savings experts will clear up the clouds in your mind about confusing savings plans. Northwest Federal offers a wide variety of savings programs, with interest from the day you leave it to the day you need it. You'll get prompt attention and clear, accurate information when you open your insured savings account at Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero. Call Spring 7-7200. And remember, the seed of savings bears fruitful rewards. Regular saving pays. Northwest Federal knows...
And now, passbook savings at Northwest Federal earn a giant 5.25% per year. A 5.25% on regular passbook savings. There's no higher passbook savings rate available anywhere in Chicagoland. And Northwest Federal is now paying up to 6.75% per year on savings certificates. And that, with interest compounded, will yield over 7%. So it pays to stay with or move up to Northwest Federal Savings. Why swelter this month when you can have Amoco or Carrier Central Air Conditioning installed at sale prices? That's right, Standard Heating and Cooling has lowered the cost right now with the hot weather. Find out how truly inexpensive Central Air Conditioning can be by calling today for a free estimate. Dial 856-4140. That's 856-4140. And just for seeing how little it can cost you, you'll get a beautiful $7 stationary kit absolutely free. Standard Heating and Cooling, a division of NRJ Corporation. Okay, gang, let's get back to Eddie Cantor in 1945.
Eddie, yes, Don?
Eddie, they're ready for the special event on tonight's program. The high command here at Mitchell Field has established contact with a plane flying over New York, and they want you to interview the pilot from here.
Okay, hand me that gadget I talked to, Don. Here, I'll try it. Eddie Cantor speaking. Come in, pilot. Eddie Cantor speaking. Come in, pilot.
How do you do?
Why, it's Bert Gordon, the mad Russian. Russian, I was supposed to talk with a real pilot. What are you doing up in a plane?
Confer.
Yes?
I have spent thousands and thousands of hours in the air. Flying? No, breathing.
Never mind. If you're an airplane, what took you so long to answer?
I am flying over Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, watching the ball game. What a thrill. They just knocked one over the fence.
They just knocked one over the fence? A baseball?
No, a spectator.
Oh, let's end this conversation, Russian. I don't enjoy talking to a moron.
Let's keep talking. I do.
Russian, I'll expect you here at Mitchell Field in 10 minutes. Where are you now?
I am flying over the Statue of Liberty.
Over the Statue of Liberty? How low are you flying?
Pretty low. I'm flying about, ouch! Careful with that torch, honey.
Russian, I ask you to stop clowning. I want you to come back here right away. Can you find the field?
I'm not sure. Right now, I'm doing some blind flying.
Not blind flying. You mean blind flying.
You fly what you want, and I'll fly what I want.
Russian, let me get this. You say you've got a girl in an army plane? Don't you know the Air Force has never heard of such a thing?
Should I tell them?
Russian, you fool. You've broken army regulations. You and that girl will be court-martialed, and next week, instead of being with me on my program, you'll be locked in the cell with that blonde.
I'll be so disappointed.
And now, our singing star on the program, fellas, lovely Nora Mott. Nora, I want you to meet the boys here at Mitchell Field. You know, they're men who appreciate art. They're men who appreciate drama. They're men who appreciate literature.
Then why are they staring at my legs?
They're men. Go ahead and sing, Nora. Leonard Seuss and the orchestra play, and Nora Martin sing.
Smoke rings rise in the air. You find your share of memories there. Dream when the day is through. Dream and then life.
Days, the Battle of the Bulge at Bastogne, the beach at Normandy, and those terrible months of starvation and torture in the concentration camp at Dachau. What other sacrifices must they make before we at home realize how small is our share in this war? Instead of drafting your money, you're being asked to enlist it. In the name of American sportsmanship, in the name of liberty and justice for all, how can we do less?
We're very proud to have as our guest tonight that lovely MGM star currently appearing with Van Johnson in their latest hit, Between Two Women. Here she is, Marilyn Maxwell.
All right, Don. She's on. You met Miss Maxwell. Stop applauding.
Who's applauding? I'm just patting myself to keep cool.
Well, Don, you're wasting your time. You won't make a hit with Miss Maxwell. You're no Van Johnson.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Eddie. Don reminds me a little bit of Van. In fact, there's something about him that moves me.
I agree with you. He looks like a moving van. Yeah, he's a... but this food... Listen, this food shortage will thin him out. In fact, today, Marilyn, I heard a joke about the poultry shortage here.
What was it, boy?
Well... Oh, putting in your own words, boy, huh? Well, I was talking to a colonel in the army, and he says he's afraid to pass a butcher shop on account of the eagles on his shoulders. I don't know, I thought I might have a joke there. Don't you get it, Marilyn? There's a poultry shortage, and the colonel is afraid to pass a butcher shop because on the colonel's shoulders, there's an eagle.
Well, whatever he has on his shoulders, it certainly laid an egg.
All right. A colonel told it to me. You can't go around hitting colonels. Don, I want you to bring in Harry Bonzel's baby. Will you do that?
Sure.
And Marilyn, I do want to thank you now for taking care of the baby on the trip.
Oh, that's all right. I'm crazy about the little fella. Harry Bonzel brought him over to my house when he was only a couple of months old. And what a fuss he made over me. He sat in my lap for hours.
The baby?
No, Harry Bonzel.
Here he is, Eddie, a chip off the old block.
Well, Eddie Cantor Bonzel Jr. Well, little fella, how are you enjoying your trip east, huh, Junior?
Goo!
Eddie,
yeah?
I wonder what he's trying to say with his goo, goo.
Goo. Goo. Popeyes has been busy since we came to New York. So Marilyn Maxwell has been taking care of me. Every time I cry, she kisses me. Then I stop crying. Mission accomplished. Popeyes has really been stepping out. Last night he went to the Stork Club. I thought it was funny when he came into the room all dressed up and said, "I'm going to the Stork." Used to be vice versa. He's been going out every night. I'll bet he'll be afraid to go out tonight after that one about the colonel with the eagles in the butcher shop. Some joke. Don Wilson flew here to Mitchell Field to take my old man's place. That Mr. Wilson made aviation history. it's the first time a plane ever flew a blimp. Oh, well, I better get back to sleep. Tomorrow's my big day. They're teaching me to meet Mayor LaGuardia. When I meet the mayor, all I have to do is stand up straight, bend over, and let him kiss me. Oh, boy. Cute fella, Fiorello.
And that's the Eddie Cantor program, part two, from June 13th of 1945. You hear those little stops in there every once in a while. It's because these things came originally from a bunch of 10-inch records. And they were, I don't know exactly how they were recorded or what the source of the recording was, but they had, you know, little stops. So you notice maybe every 3 or 4 minutes you get a break like that, a momentary break like that. That's what that is. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. We're going to take a break for the news headlines, and then we'll be back with more of Eddie Cantor and some other things, too. Don't touch that dial.
At the top of your dial, you're tuned to 1590. It's 26 before 8. And good morning, I'm Bob Abella with the news. Governor Daniel Walker has announced the release of an additional $12 million to subsidize the Chicago Transit Authority. Walker told a news conference in Chicago yesterday that the money should be sufficient to see the CTA through the year without service cuts, fare hikes, or layoffs. However, CTA Board Chairman Milton Pekarsky disagrees and says planned service cuts will remain in effect until the CTA is assured of funds for future operations. Governor Walker now says he will not attend a meeting with Chicago Mayor Richard Daley and the Illinois Republican legislative leaders to be held in Chicago on Friday. That meeting was called by Senate President William Harris and House Speaker W. Robert Blair to iron out a compromise on a regional transit authority for the northeastern Illinois area. However, Walker says that since he has approved $12 million to bail out the Chicago Transit Authority, that meeting is premature. He says he will meet with Harris, Blair, and Daley, but only after new public hearings have been held in the 6 counties to be served by the proposed regional transit authority. The hearings are to be held to get public opinion on taxation to fund the proposed transit system. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is looking for foster parents for Illinois children who will be brought back from Texas institutions. The department says some children will be brought back this week and more than 100 children may be returned next week. Department Director Dr. Jerome Miller says his staff is investigating why so many children declared wards of this state of Illinois have been sent out of state to be cared for. State officials say about 580 Illinois children are being cared for in Texas institutions at present. And a suit filed in juvenile court in Chicago Friday charged that Illinois children were illegally confined and mistreated in Texas institutions and asked that all Illinois children in the Texas institutions be returned to the state of Illinois. Those are the headlines. WLTD weather is next.
Well, here we are, sweltering away in one of those infamous Chicago heat waves. No time for small talk. We want you to know we're ready for you at Polk Brothers. 10,000 brand name air conditioners for any window, all sizes, all the top brands. Carrier, Frigidaire, General Electric, Whirlpool, Admiral, Amana, Westinghouse, Chrysler, Hotpoint, Fetters. Experts to help you select the right one. Very important. Giant Polk size trade-in allowances, even right now in the midst of the rush. Your choice of credit plans if you wish. Just drive over to your nearest Polk store tonight, pick yours up, take it home, install it yourself in a few minutes. Press the magic button and zap, the heat wave is over for you. What a blessing. No need to call, just come on over to Polk's tonight till 10 or on Sunday till 6. If you live west, drive to our newest Polk store in Glen Ellen on Roosevelt Road between Park Boulevard and Main.
Mostly sunny and pleasant, highs will be in the upper 70s, but a little lower near the lake. It'll be fair and continued cool through the evening, lows in the mid to the upper 50s. And on Tuesday, sunny skies and a bit warmer, the highs will be in the lower 80s. Winds out of the east to northeast, 6 to 12 miles an hour, becoming light and southeasterly later on this evening. At present, the winds are out of the northwest by 5 miles an hour, the humidity 84%. We have a reading of 67 at the lakefront and officially at Midway Airport 60 degrees. This has been WLTD Mutual News.
The This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
You can see three of the most beloved plays of our time, productions highlighting the great nostalgic years from 1915 through 1950, and all three for only $4.50. The Northwestern University Theater proudly presents the Northwestern Drama Festival, July 12th through August 11th. And in this, its 19th season, presenting Thornton Wilder's Our Town, Lucky Jim by Kingsley Amis, and Moss Hart's Light Up the Sky. Return with the Drama Festival to those nostalgic days of yesteryear as these three productions unfold beneath the stars at Northwestern's enchanting outdoor garden theater. All plays start at 8:30 p.m. and will be staged on a rotating basis July 12th through August 11th. For tickets and further information, contact the Northwestern University Theater at 492-7282. That's 492-7282. Remember Our Town, Lucky Jim, and Light Up the Sky during the 19th edition of the Northwestern Drama Festival.
Those were the days. This is Chuck Shaden back in the hall closet with you this morning. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Oh, just blew an hour there almost, huh? 20 minutes before 8, we're listening to Eddie Cantor from June 13th of 1945. Let's have the rest of that right now.
Think came all the way out here to Mitchell Field just to see you.
Well, I've had a lot of... Who this time?
Alan Young.
Alan Young? You mean that up-and-coming comedian who's heard every week? That talented youngster who critics predict will surpass the leading radio comics of today?
That's the fella.
Get him out of here. He's got talent. Get him out of here. Lock the door down. Lock the door.
It's too late, Eddie. It's too late. Here he is, Alan Young.
Hello, Alan. I'm delighted to see you.
Mr. Cantor, you appeared on my radio program. That's why I thought I should come over here to your program tonight.
Oh, you wanted to reciprocate.
No, retaliate.
Why, Alan, you sound as if you were mad at me.
Well, I don't think it's fair for you to come on my program, be such a big hit, and steal the whole show.
Why, I wouldn't do a thing like that, Alan. Hmm? There's nothing I love better than another comedian. Especially a young one.
You mean you really want to help me?
Why, certainly, Alan. I'd do anything. In fact, I'll give you a joke that'll be the biggest laugh you ever heard when you use it on your program.
You will? What's the joke?
Well, you say the poultry shortage is so bad that a colonel is afraid to pass a butcher shop because of the eagles on his shoulders.
That's no joke.
No?
No. Because colonels are brave. And they would not be afraid to pass a butcher shop. Even if it was raining. There's only one thing in the whole world a colonel would be afraid to do.
And what is that?
Tell that joke.
Well, look, Alan, I was just trying to help a young fella out.
Yeah, well, I didn't come here to be a comedian, Mr. Cantor. I came because I need some advice.
Yeah.
I had a fight with my girlfriend, Betty Dittenpfeffer.
A fight with your girl?
Yeah.
Why, what seems to be the matter?
Oh, the car was parked in a lonely road, and I did something I shouldn't, and she flew off the handle.
Wait a minute. You did something you shouldn't, and she flew off the handle?
Yeah. I stepped on the starter while she was cranking the car, and she flew off the handle.
Well, you really came here to retaliate. Alan, what makes you think I can help you make up with your girl?
Well, you just celebrated your 31st wedding anniversary. You certainly ought to know all about handling women.
Well, Alan, when I was your age, I had a fight with Ida, she'll tell you. And to get her interested in me again, I went out with those Zitko girls to make her jealous.
Did it work? Did you make up?
Did I make... Alan, that basketball team we've got living with us doesn't belong to Vassar. Look, if you want to make your girl jealous... I'll have just the right party for you. Here's Marilyn Maxwell. This girl can solve your problem right here on the radio.
Gosh, to think I've been going to Mr. Anthony.
Marilyn, this is an emergency. Alan Young wants to make his girl jealous. Will you go out with him tonight?
Why, certainly, Alan, but I'll have to break a date with one of these airmen here. What time will you pick me up?
You're going to break a date with one of these airmen to go out with me?
Uh-huh.
You may have to pick me up.
Alan,
Alan, just how do you want me to help you make your girl jealous?
Well, I know what restaurant my girl's going to tonight, and if she could see us there together, it'd burn her up, really. Especially if I were holding your hand like this.
Oh, Alan.
Well, don't think I'm a wolf, Miss Maxwell. I'm just holding your hand and looking at you like this to help me forget my girl.
By the way, who is your girl? What's her name?
Her name?
Right.
Gosh, it's worked already. But, Alan, if you really want to make your girl jealous, just holding Miss Maxwell's hand won't be enough. Why don't you, kiss her, girl? Sorry, kiss her. Go on. All right. Miss Maxwell, will you kiss me on the forehead?
Well, if you want me to kiss you on the forehead, why are your lips all puckered up?
When you touch me, I'm going to jump. Go ahead. Kiss him, Alan. Kiss her, Alan. Get together. Oh. Go ahead. Alan. 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 Do you think I got to kiss anyone on his program last night? They let me shake hands with the drummer. That was it. All right, Alan.
Wow.
Boy, if my girl Betty's listening in, this ought to burn her up. Burn her up. You don't look like you just stepped out of an igloo yourself.
Oh, that was fine, Alan. Now, if you really want to make your girl jealous, just kiss me like that in the restaurant tonight.
Tonight? I won't be able to kiss you like that again for 2 weeks. Look, Alan, if you really want to make up with Betty, why don't you take her out tonight? Take her to some nice place for dinner like Lee's Hempstead Palace, huh?
No, nothing doing. Last time I took her to a Chinese restaurant, they embarrassed me.
Embarrassed you?
The waiter handed me a pair of knitting needles.
Knitting needles? They were chopsticks. You were supposed to eat with them.
Gosh, and I sat there knitting her a sweater.
Instead of eating, you sat there knitting your girl a sweater? You must be pretty dumb.
Dumb, huh? You should see her in it.
Oh, go back to Betty. Marilyn.
Yes, Eddie?
I wanted to ask you about your trip east. Are you here on business or pleasure?
Well, I've been working pretty hard in pictures and doing a lot of hospitals. So I came to New York to see my vocal teacher about my voice and to take a rest.
Oh, you came here for your voice and a rest?
Uh-huh.
You take a voice. I'll take the rest.
Yep. Oh, so you finally made it, huh, Russian? Russian, please don't embarrass me here tonight. Certainly you've heard the name Maxwell? That's famous all over Hollywood?
Maxwell, this is what Jack Benny used to run around with.
No. This isn't what Jack Benny used to run around with. You must be crazy.
He must be crazy.
Oh, Russian, you're mixed up. My name is Maxwell, but I'm not a car.
That's right. And she's not Maxwell, the coffee.
She could keep me awake.
Say, Russian.
Yes, I'm listening.
All right. Russian, when you interrupted us, Miss Maxwell was telling me that she came here to see her vocal teacher.
Now, that's a coinkydinky.
Yeah.
I personally am a vocal teacher.
Russian, you say that you're a vocal teacher?
Most dubious. You see...
Yes?
I am teaching Frank Sinatra how to sing. Every day I am taking him to the seashore, and like the great demophilus, I am putting pebbles in his mouth.
You put pebbles in Sinatra's mouth to help you sing?
No, to keep him from blowing away, blowing away.
Oh, you're no teacher.
Russian, whom did you ever teach to sing?
My dear Miss Meatball.
No, no! Maxwell, Maxwell.
So sorry. Maxie, let me tell you something. Yeah? This you won't believe because it's a lie. Only recently, MGM called me in to teach Ingrid Bergman how to sing for the picture Gaslight.
Yes.
Every night I'm going to her house to teach her singing.
But Ingrid Bergman didn't sing in Gaslight. Why did you keep going to her house every night?
Silly boy.
Senate rod and was dedicated to Uncle Sam's campaign to buy more war bonds to help the war effort.
The Eddie Cantor Program from June 13th of 1945, not so long ago. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD 1590 on your good old radio dial. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, and I have a message for you from our friends at Northwest Federal Savings. I know that maybe you're somewhat confused with all of these new regulations with regards to savings rates, but you can rest assured that you'll get the best attention and the best savings rates of all from Northwest Federal Savings. Because passbook savings at Northwest Federal earn a giant 5.25% per year. 5.25% on regular passbook savings. There's no higher passbook savings rate available anywhere in Chicagoland. And what about all those certificates and things like that? Well, certificates now earn up to 6.75% per year at Northwest Federal Savings, and that, with interest compounded, will yield you more than 7% a year. So it pays to stay with or move up to Northwest Federal Savings. They're at 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero on Irving. And if you have any questions whatsoever, why don't you just give Northwest Federal Savings a call at Spring 7-7200. They'll be more than happy to give you all the answers, and with a smile in their voice, too. So check with Northwest Federal Savings. 4901 Irving Park Road in Chicago. Spring 7-7200. You can still own a piece of tranquility right here in Illinois, a few miles west in riverboat country. There's a 1,700-acre recreational community called New Landing for the Delta Queen, a natural hideaway of wooded hills, a 100-acre lake, beaches, fishing, camping, and loads of space and fresh air, plus a replica of the famous Delta Queen for a clubhouse. And it's all private. For a home site or investment, there's nothing like the New Landing for the Delta Queen. It's only 90 minutes away. For a free family weekend fun booklet, call Chicago 649-0808. That's 649-0808. Or write Delta Queen, WLTD Evanston, 60202. Permission to use the name Delta Queen granted by Green Line Steamers. Well, weatherman says mostly sunny, pleasant today, high in the upper 70s, a bit lower near the lake. Fair and continued cool this evening with a low in the middle to upper 50s. And tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny and a little warmer with a high in the low 80s. It's 67 along the lake shore, 61 at O'Hare. Officially at Midway, it's 60 degrees. The humidity is 84% and the wind is out of the northwest at 5 miles an hour. Well, how about a little guess who this morning? Would you like to try your luck? No monkeying around with this record at all. We're just going to play it straight. And if you know who the vocalist is, why don't you give us a call at 475-1590 or 273-3590. 475-1590 or 273-3590. Who's singing?
I touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger, still the flame grows higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch you set the soul within me burning. I must go on along this road of no returning. And though it burns me and it turns me into ashes, my whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. I can't resist you. What good is there in trying? What good is there denying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me. Don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me. Though it consumes me, your kiss of fire. Since first first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips and lips you wouldn't let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me. Your kiss of fire.
That's the kiss of fire, and who do you think that is, huh? Well, we'll have the answer for you, I suspect, in just 1 minute.
What a day it has been. Modern times we're missing. Clocks tick so fast. Morning doesn't last. Afternoon gets rough and I've had enough. What a day it has been. It's good to be packing it in. Pick up my today. She called me today. Catching up is nice, lively and concise.
What a day it has been today. What a day for Chicago today.
Monday is a special sports day in Chicago today. The Today Sports staff not only tells you the who's, what, when, and where of the weekend contest, but also penetrates deeply into the how and why. Get the rundown and the lowdown in the special sports section every Monday. What a day for Chicago today. It's 4 minutes until 8 o'clock. Now, who do you think that was singing there? Hi, you're on the air. You want to take a guess?
K-Star.
K-Star. Well, I think you and a lot of people thought it was K-Star, but I'm afraid there's a mistake. It's not K-Star. Try again, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the air. Want to take a guess?
It's her nibs, Miss Gibbs.
Her nibs, Miss Georgia Gibbs. Right. Hey, that's absolutely right. What's your name?
Paul Naki.
Oh, Paul, where are you from?
3041 North Honory in Chicago.
Oh, that's great. You recognize her nibs, Miss Georgia Gibbs, huh?
Record.
You have the record?
Right.
Oh, good. Okay, is that you have it on...
On an old 78.
Good old 78. Have many 78s in your collection?
Quite a few.
What kind of... how far back do they go?
I really couldn't tell you. I've got stuff with the Andrews Sisters that go back. I even got some that were not released for public use. They were demo records. With the cockeyed mayor from Kanakakai and all the rest of that stuff.
The cockeyed mayor from Kanakakai?
Right.
Gee, I
never... Had that on a demo record.
Ah, I see. Well, hang on to some of those things. They may be worth something special to you and to some other people someday, okay?
Never know.
Okay, hey, we got a little prize for you. Got any kids in your neighborhood or in your family?
No, I don't have any kids in my family.
Okay, you know a scout troop or something like that in your neighborhood?
I could go to Hamlin Park and make sure that something like that could be taken care of.
All right, we're going to give you half a dozen tickets to see the White Sox play Cleveland on August 8th. It's a night game. It's Motorola night at the White Sox Park. And those tickets are courtesy of Townhouse TV and Appliances. We're going to send the six of those tickets to you, and we'll also send you a certificate so you can have a pizza for you and your wife. Or you and a friend over at the Pequot restaurant. How's that?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You can give those tickets to some kids or go yourself. Have a good time.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in and correctly identifying her nibs, Miss Georgia Gibbs.
Okay.
Have a good day. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. We've got lots more coming up between now and 10 o'clock this morning. We'll be tuning in to Bill Stern in the sports newsreel with his guest Cab Calloway. Robert Young will reminisce about the year 1934. We'll have the Eddie Bracken story. We'll talk about next week because next Saturday begins a week of Christmas in July right here on WLTD. So don't touch that dial.
Chicago, a man's world is small and getting smaller every day. But there are certain things you still do. You still say what you think, you still pay for the drinks, and beach nuts the tobacco you chew. Weird ideas taking hold, kids won't do what they're told. Who knows what this old world's coming to? But you keep your face to the wind, you don't quit on a friend, and beach nuts the tobacco you chew. Seems like a man's world just isn't the same anymore, but some things you can still trust, like beech nut chewing tobacco. Beech nut just keeps on getting better. Beech nut's a lot moister these days, with more taste, less stems. Today's beech nut, fresher, longer-lasting flavor. You ought to try it. Girls in bars, girls in pants, a man just don't stand a chance, but there's still ways to show 'em who's who. You treat your dogs with respect, you keep your traps oiled and checked, and beech nut's the tobacco you chew.
WLTD.
Good morning, it's 8 a.m. and now Mutual News on the Hour, presented by Bank of Lincolnwood.
President Nixon's doctors say he is making good progress in his bout with viral pneumonia. His personal physician, Dr. Walter Tkach, was asked by newsmen when the chief executive might be allowed to leave Bethesda Naval Hospital.
It'll depend on the progress we see in the chest plates from day to day. Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Richard Moore is the leadoff witness when the Watergate hearings resume about an hour from now. Senator Lowell Weicker of Connecticut, a member of the special committee, says President Nixon's handling of the Watergate affair was miserable, but he will not vote to subpoena the president or his personal papers. U.S. warplanes struck again today at targets inside Cambodia, their 130th consecutive day of such raids. A B-52 bomber pilot who refused to fly a mission over Cambodia is back in the United States. Air Force Captain Donald Dawson is asking for a discharge on grounds he is a conscientious objector. Another Air Force officer, Major Hal Knight, goes before the Senate Armed Services Committee this morning to tell of the U.S. bombings in Cambodia long before the Pentagon would admit it. This is comprehensive news from Mutual Radio. I'm James Hall.
Many of you know Bank of Lincolnwood and avail yourselves of its full range of banking services. How can we get to know the rest of you WLTD listeners? Well, let's do this. You drop in at Bank of Lincolnwood and give the magic number 1590-1590. That's easy to remember because it's WLTD spot on your radio dial. Give the magic number and say you came for your free gift. And we'll supply you and every member of your family with a fine quality ballpoint pen, an excellent writing instrument for everyone. There's no cost or obligation whatsoever. Just give the magic number, 1590, and ask for your pen or pens. The rest of the family doesn't even have to come along. 1590-1590. One way of getting to know you. Won't you take us up on it? Bank of Lincolnwood, across from the Hyatt House, Tui and Lincoln Avenues. Member FDIC.
The girl involved in that recent British sex scandal is back in the news this morning. Reuters' David Betts filed this report from London.
A sex scandal that rocked the British government in May had an echo today in the arrest of the girl who starred in it. 25-year-old Norma Levy was detained after flying in from Spain. She left behind her another drama in which her 26-year-old husband, Colin Levy, had been arrested by Spanish police for trying to kill her with an automobile.
Contract negotiations between the United Auto Workers Union and the Big Three manufacturers begin today, 2 months before the present contracts expire. The European money markets are open today, and one dealer describes the condition of the U.S. dollar as unstable. Virginia State Police have regained control of two cell blocks that were taken over by inmates of the state correctional farm at Powhatan. Indications are the planned French nuclear test in the South Pacific can come at any moment. Final preparations have been underway since yesterday. The Committee for Economic Development, a research group, is recommending that President Nixon be given authority to deal with sudden changes in our economy by raising or lowering taxes by as much as 10%. The United Nations Committee on International Terrorism begins operation today. There are 35 nations represented. Those two Canadian members of the Vietnam Truce Team who were released by the Viet Cong say they were treated humanely. They said the communists thought they were American spies. Severe rainstorms lashed northern Italy over the weekend, causing floods and landslides along the Italian Riviera and leaving at least 15 persons dead. Kidnappers have released a 63-year-old surgeon and his daughter in central Italy, but there's still no word on J. Paul Getty III. You are listening to Mutual News.
Mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs will be in the upper 70s this afternoon, a little lower near the lake. It'll be fair and continued cool through the evening. Lows in the mid to upper 50s. Tuesday, mostly sunny and a little warmer. The highs will be in the lower 80s. Winds out of the northeast to east, 6 to 12 miles an hour, becoming light and southeasterly later on this evening. 67 along the lake, 60 officially at Midway, and the humidity 84%. We have winds out of the northwest by 5 miles an hour. This has been WLTD Mutual News on the Hour, presented by Bank of Lincolnwood, TUI, and Lincoln Avenues, across from the Hyatt House, with drive-in banking hours 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Bank of Lincolnwood, growing with you and our neighbor, Climatrol Company.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
Want to put new excitement into your rooms? Here's how to do it. Add beautiful paneling of Masonite Royal Coat, stunningly different for any room in the home. At Miller Brothers Lumber Company, 4918 West Lawrence, you'll find a complete selection of paneling, home of the famous Masonite Royal Coat name. There are colors and styles to fit any decor, including the one paneling design you've been wanting. Whether you're a contractor, builder, or do-it-yourselfer, you can depend on the quality materials from Miller Brothers Lumber Company. You're invited to visit the showroom and see the latest in Masonite panelings, and to see them for lumber, millwork, insulation, and other building materials you need for any job. Since 1928, Miller Brothers have been known for quality, reliability, and fast service, as well as down-to-earth prices. Miller Brothers Lumber Company, 4918 West Lawrence, open daily till 4:30. For delivery, call Avenue 3-3460.
When it's time to get up in the morning, when it's time to get out of bed, the very best way to kick off the day is to listen to WLTD 1590.
Good morning, 1590 fans. This is Chuck Shaden, back in the hall closet with you on this Monday morning in July at 6.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. We've got lots of things coming up for you today and tomorrow and all week long. And don't forget the Summer Radio Theater this evening at 6:30, right after Mike Schwimmer and the Yesterday Shop. We'll have Eve Arden starring as our Miss Brooks. And Mike is going to put the spotlight on Harry James and the Music Makers this afternoon from 4 until 6:30. And we've been talking a little bit about Christmas in July. We just thought we'd have something a little different, and besides, we thought a lot of people, we know a lot of people have been saying, gee, we are so busy around the holidays in December, we enjoy the Christmas shows that you play then, but sometimes it'd be nice to hear them at a different time, and so we thought, hey, that's a good clue for us. And so starting this Saturday morning, starting with our Radio for Kids program on Saturday morning, and for 7 full days, on every time we do a program which features the good old radio shows on it, we'll be doing Christmas programs or holiday sounds, programs from December on radio, and we'll be having Christmas in July to kind of spread that good old Christmas cheer all year long and to cool off this good long hot summer that we're having. So we'll have a Christmas story on our Radio for Kids program Saturday, and then Saturday afternoon on Those Were the Days, we'll begin things by playing two holiday programs from 1944, one from December 17th. It'll be the Hall of Fame program with Judy Garland, Jerry Colonna, Paul Whiteman, Lummen Abner, and a tribute to Jerome Kern. That's an hour-long show. And the other one is a special two-hour-long program from Armed Forces Radio. It's the Command Performance Program from Christmas Eve of 1944. And that features an all-star cast with lots of fun and entertainment, and I think you'll really enjoy it. It features Bob Hope, Kay Kaiser, Francis Langford, Dorothy L'Amour, Danny Kaye, W.C. Fields, Judy Garland, Spike Jones, Jimmy Durante, Dinah Shore, and Fred Allen and Jack Benny. And that's just the beginning. I won't go through everything now. We'll be talking about it through the week. But I think you'll have a good time. We're even going to play the Amos and Andy Christmas Show, that famous Amos and Andy Christmas Show. That's going to be on our Sunday, Those Were the Sundays program, next Sunday, the 22nd of July at 5:30. So don't touch that dial. And right now, let's laugh a little with the Smothers Brothers.
Everybody is delighted to present our young men of melody, the music, and the profound nonsense of the Smothers Brothers. Let's say hello.
Can we get any closer?
We'd like all of you tonight to join in with us and sing along with our new album, Sing Along with Smothers.
What's it similar to?
Similar to the album on Columbia Records. This is Mercury Records, but similar to the record on Columbia made by Mitch Miller. Sing Along with Bitch.
Bitch.
Oh, we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria, Pretoria. Oh, we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria today. Hey, we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria, Pretoria. Oh, we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria today.
Brother Dickie Smothers.
Well, sing with me and I'll sing with you. And we will sing together, and we will dance together, and we will sing together. Well, sing with me and I'll sing with you. We will dance and sing together as we march along. Oh, we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria, Pretoria. Oh, we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria today.
Brother Tom.
I'd like to clarify this just a little bit before we go any further. This is not Peoria, and a lot of you probably thought that we started out that this was Peoria, and it's not Peoria. A lot of people thought that there was Peoria, probably.
Yes.
Probably thought that, maybe. This is, see, all the marching songs are done in foreign countries, and all the marching songs are done in foreign countries, and Peoria is not in a foreign country. It's a capital city of Nebraska.
No.
All the marching songs are done in foreign countries, like the March of River Kwai was a marching song from a foreign country. It sold over 7 million records here in the United States. It sold over 7 million records here in the United States, and it hit rate for 35 weeks. And it was the March of River Kwai from the movie, The March of River Kwai. You remember, March of River Kwai. It sold over 7 million records, and not once during this entire time is the number one song in the United States of America for 35 weeks, The March of River Kwai, not once did they sing the words to it.
No way.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
They whistled the words. They just whistled the words. And in the movie, The March of River Kwai, they're marching through the mud and the gravel and the stuff in the river. And they're whistling the words. And Peggy Lee, matter of fact, Peggy Lee recorded and sold over 250 records.
And
she just whistled the words. The words were dirty.
All right, you just sing. Go ahead and sing.
Well, my foot's tapping, my guitar's ringing, dingin', 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 dingin'. You sleep with me, I'll sleep with you, so we will march together. So we will march together.
March together.
March, I will sing together. You sleep with me, I'll sleep with you.
Marching, 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 oh, marching to Pretoria,
Pretoria,
Pretoria, oh, we are marching
to Pretoria,
Pretoria, to
Would you like a free automatic ice maker this summer? Just come on in and see us before August 31st.
It's gonna be a long, hot summer, and Frigidaire can make it nice. We'll get you through the long, hot summer, and keep your family in ice.
Here's how you can put your family in ice all summer long. Now we can give you a Frigidaire automatic ice maker free when you buy one of Frigidaire's popular size 15.2 or 17 cubic foot U-model custom imperial refrigerators. All you pay is the plumbing installation. So come on in and see us today. We'll put your summer on ice.
Team up with Frigidaire this summer and keep your family in ice.
Townhouse TV and Appliances, 7243 West Toohey Avenue, just west of Harlem. Open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights till 9, Saturday until 6. And don't forget about the Lum & Abner LP, only 99 cents from Townhouse TV and Appliances, Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer. It's 14 and a half minutes after 8.
Our volunteer fireman's picnic never gets rained out. Unfortunately, our hot dogs and sauerkraut do.
Soggy.
Heartburn. The rolls look like runny mashed potatoes. My stomach feels like warm soda. My head like a Bunsen burner. Wish I had some Alka-Seltzer. Got plenty of water. Man, that Alka-Seltzer would go to work when I drink it. Settle my upset stomach and headache fast.
Oh, here it comes again. Anybody got a rowboat?
Well, now let's see. It's time for us to go back some 27 years. Now to August 23rd of 1946. We have a program on deck from the Hall Closet called The Sports Newsreel with Bill Stern. And these were always great shows, and Bill always had a way with the sports facts and things like that. And they used to say, I think they say at the beginning of the show something like, all of these stories, some legend, some true, some fantasy, some hearsay, but all fascinating. In other words, it was kind of the cop-out to say, well, they didn't really have a good story, maybe they put one together. But it's good entertainment, and especially on this show, because as we get into it, the guest of Bill Stern will be Cab Calloway. So let's go back to August 23rd of 1946 for the first portion of the Bill Stern Sports Newsreel.
C-O-L-G-A-T-E, Colgate presents Bill Stern
with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern bringing you the 355th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring strange and fantastic stories. Some that are legends, others mere hearsay, but also interesting. We'd like to pass them along to you. Our guest tonight, in person, is one of America's most famous orchestra leaders, Cab Calloway. But before we begin bringing you Cab Calloway, let's begin with Reel 1, Profile of Lucky Numbers. Do you ever stop and wonder why some people consider certain numbers lucky and other numbers unlucky? For instance, some people think that the number 3 is very lucky for them, and others consider that 4 is their lucky number. Well, something happened last week that made me start thinking about these so-called lucky numbers, and I decided to find out just how lucky or unlucky certain numbers really are. And in doing so, I came across an amazing story, the story of a horse race. For 2 weeks ago at Goshen, New York, in the running of this year's famous Hamiltonian trotting race, the number 8. 8 proved to be the lucky number for the winning horse, a horse named Chestertown. And it's amazing how often that number 8 appears to have helped this horse in this year's famous trotting classic. For instance, its owner, Walter E. Smith, bought this horse 8 days before the race. He kept the horse in stall number 8. When the horse began the race, it ran from post position number 8. Its owner watched the race from chair number 8 in box number 8 with 8 people in his party. And the race was the 8th race on the 8th day of the 8th month. Certainly, the number 8 proved to be lucky for the great trotter Chestertown, the horse that won this year's famous Hamiltonian. But other numbers have had amazing influences on other careers. Do you remember Ray Chapman, the great shortstop of the Cleveland Indians? The number 2 was Ray Chapman's lucky number. He was so sure that this number 2 was his lucky number that he wore number 2 in his uniform. And on this particular day, he was at bat officially 2 times. He'd gotten 2 hits. He'd received 2 bases on balls. He'd scored 2 runs. He'd stolen 2 bases. He'd been left on base 2 times. He'd made 2 putouts and 2 assists. Had made 2 errors and was at bat with 2 strikes and 2 balls. When the next pitch struck and killed him. Such is the story of how the number 2 affected the baseball career of Ray Chapman. But strangely enough, the number 2 was to affect the career of another great baseball player, the immortal Lou Gehrig of the New York Yankees. For Lou Gehrig joined the Yankees on a June the 2nd. And on another June the 2nd, he became a regular. A year later, on another June the 2nd, he began his famous hitting streak. And on still another June the 2nd, he set a world's record in games played. And he left the New York Yankees on another June the 2nd. And years later, on still another June the 2nd, he died. But speaking of dates affecting people's lives, let me tell you the legend of how the most famous day in American history, July the 4th, reputedly affected the lives of 3 men. Many years ago, 3 men owned a racetrack, which was located just outside of New York City. The biggest race at this track each year was a race known as the 4th of July Handicap. It was run every year on the 4th of July. But what made this so interesting was the fact that these three men who did own this racetrack that featured a 4th of July handicap were the very three men who had made the 4th of July a national holiday. For these three men who did make the 4th of July famous and owned a racetrack were all presidents of the United States. They were John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe. That's the strange story of three presidents of the United States who owned a racetrack that featured a 4th of July handicap because they had made the 4th of July famous. But the strangest part of this story is the fact that these three presidents who did make the 4th of July famous, all three of them died on the 4th of July. Profile of History. Reel 2. Fast, smooth shaving has been routine play for Walker Cooper, the great catcher of the New York Giants, ever since he discovered Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. For Walker Cooper recently wrote me,
"Dear Bill, any guy who has suffered like I have from trying to shave off a tough beard every morning can certainly appreciate Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. Honestly, Bill, this light, fluffy cream of yours can make my wire whiskers shave off close and easy without snagging." Signed, Walker Cooper.
Colgate Brushless is the shave cream of champions. First, it's light and fluffy. It's not heavy or greasy, and because it is light, it spreads fast. And Colgate Brushless doesn't dry out. It stays moist, works with your razor for close cutting. Colgate Brushless Shave Cream takes your razor through a no-pull, no-snag performance with no after-irritation. And at the finish, Colgate Brushless rinses off in a flash. So get the 5-ounce jar tonight. And if you're not 100% satisfied, just send the top of the carton back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and I'll see that you get double your money back. Remember, Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. It's light and it's right.
Okay, it's light and it's right. That's Bill Stern on the Colgate Sports Newsreel from 1946, and we'll have more of that in just a moment. It's 22 minutes after 8, 68 degrees.
Good evening, friends. This is your host welcoming you into the saving sanctum. Did you hear a noise outside your apartment last night? Are there footsteps overhead? Have you heard some strange sounds coming through the walls? Have you spoken to anyone about it? Don't be frightened. There may be no cause. Then, of course, there may be cause to be frightened. Because if you're afraid to be surrounded by all those mysterious sounds, then you'd better visit Northwest Federal Savings. Why? Why, because Northwest Federal can take you away from hallway noises and footsteps on the ceiling. They'll put you away, away safely in a home of your own. Yes, Northwest Federal will find a nice little plot for you and your family. Just give them a call or drop over and find out if they can't dig up a little something for you. Go on over to 4901 West Irving Park Road. Northwest Federal. They want to get you alone. Good night. Pleasant dream.
Okay, gang, let's get back now to Bill Stern and the sports newsreel.
Reel 3. Portrait of a Forgotten Room. Right now, during this month, the racing season is on at Saratoga, New York, and in Saratoga this week, The most famous horses in America are racing. For three quarters of a century, racing at Saratoga's held sway during the month of August. But somehow this year, somehow it's different. For one of the oldest and the most traditional landmarks in Saratoga, the United States Hotel, was torn down this year. What a story that hotel could tell if it wanted to. The story of Room 243. 75 years ago, the United States Hotel in Saratoga was new. And one day, to its doors came the heavyweight boxing champion of America, a man named John Morrissey. John Morrissey asked for the best room in the hotel, and they gave him room 243. After he'd been there a few weeks, John Morrissey saw the possibilities of building a big-time racetrack at Saratoga. And so, he built the great racetrack that to this day stands as one of the most beautiful tracks in the world. But John Morrissey made enemies, and they set out to ruin him. They accused him of running crooked gambling houses, and in 1878, his career came to an end when this former heavyweight champion died a broken man, all alone in room 243 at the United States Hotel. Room 243 was closed after this tragedy. It stayed closed for several years until one day, a very distinguished visitor came to the United States Hotel. His name was Ulysses S. Grant, the former president of the United States. He asked for the best room in the hotel, and since room 243 was the best, they opened it up for him. He liked it so much that he finally moved to Saratoga for good, and he lived in this room 243 until he was stricken deathly ill. When he was taken from his room in the United States Hotel for the last time, and he knew that he was dying, his last request was that they bury him in the flag of the United States Hotel. And Ulysses S. Grant, the former president of the United States, was buried in the very flag which had hung in his room. Room 243 at the United States Hotel. Room 243 had claimed its second victim. For several years, room 243 remained locked up. Two people had used it, two people had died. It appeared to be jinxed. But one day there appeared on the scene the most fantastic gambler that Saratoga had ever seen. His name was Fred Attlee. And he thought nothing of betting $100,000 a day or even more. Fred Attlee demanded room 243, and finally, the management, much against their will, gave it to him. At once, Fred Attlee's luck changed. Where before he'd won constantly, now he began to lose. On the afternoon of August the 23rd in 1892, Fred Attlee placed the largest bet ever made at Saratoga. He bet $1,200,000 on a single horse race, and he lost. That night, Fred Attlee took his own life. The next morning, they found him dead in his room, room 243. After that, nothing could make the management open that room up to the public. Only once was it ever used again, and that was after the turn of the century, when the hotel was so full that they didn't have enough room for all the employees of the hotel. And as a last resort, one of these employees, a musician who was a member of the hotel orchestra, was assigned to room 243. Here, this musician lived all summer. Years have passed since then. Times have changed. Now, once again, the horses are running up at Saratoga. But the United States Hotel has been torn down, and yet that hotel can never be forgotten, even though it is gone. It'll never be forgotten, for something that happened in room 243 will make that hotel live forever. Not the fact that three famous men met a mysterious death in a room. A gambler, a heavyweight champion, and a president of the United States. No, that's not the reason that the hotel will live forever. This hotel will live forever because of a hotel employee who was put into room 243. For that hotel employee was the famous musician Victor Herbert. And in this haunted room where there were so many mysteries of death, he wrote his immortal song, Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life. Just a moment, we'll bring you tonight's guest in person, the famous orchestra leader, Cab Calloway. First, here's Charles McCarthy to tell you about a famous shave cream.
Are you a lather shaver? Well, you're in good company. Some of the country's foremost sports figures shave with lather, with Colgate Rapid Shave Cream. Here's what Al Shack, known and loved as the Clown Prince of Baseball, says about it. To an old Colgate Rapid Shave Cream addict like me, it looked like a problem when I went overseas to entertain the troops. I took a supply along, and in the jungle and desert, Colgate Rapid Shave Cream performed beautifully. Well, chalk it up to the amazing soaking power of Colgate Rapid Shave Cream, the lather that literally takes the fight out of bulky whiskers. And here's how Colgate Rapid Shave Cream stands with the experts. 2 out of 3 barbers use Colgate lather on their customers. So follow the champs. Follow the barbers. Get Colgate Rapid Shave Cream, the lather shave cream of champions, tonight. And now to Bill Stern and Cab Calloway.
Reel 5, Colgate's camera close-up of Cab Calloway. One of America's most famous orchestra leaders, Cab Calloway, is currently appearing on Broadway in New York at the Cafe Zanzibar. Here he is in person, the very famous Cab Calloway.
Hold it.
Whoa, wait a minute, Cab, please. This is a sports program. Let's stick to sports tonight.
Okay, Bill. But first, let me ask you about the 2 stories you told tonight, the story of the lucky numbers and the one about Saratoga. Are you sure of them?
Well, the Saratoga story, Cab, is largely legendary, but it's a great legend. As for the lucky numbers story, that was checked and rechecked, and it's all according to fact.
Mighty interesting. But then I've always been interested in sports.
Well, I know you have, because I know that recently at the Glenmore Country Club, you beat Phil Harris and Sammy Kay to win the golf tournament.
Oh, my interest in sports goes way back before that. In fact, I first began interested in sports through a great musician.
Who was that, Cab?
The former All-American football player of Rutgers University, Paul Robeson.
He was quite an athlete. Well, how's about you, Cab?
Well, my first try at sports was as a fighter. I did quite a bit of boxing.
Do you still do any?
Well, recently, Bill, I boxed twice with Joe Louis. Don't ask me how I did.
I won't, Cab. Tell me, how did you ever get started in music, seriously?
Bill, it's quite a story. You see, I was born in Rochester, New York, back in 1907. And that very same year, there was another boy also born in Rochester, New York, who was to have a great influence on my career. This other boy was a saxophone player, and finally, he organized his own band. I worked for him for a while as a drummer, and when I heard how rotten his band was, I thought to myself, if I can't get a better band than this, I'll quit. So I started my first orchestra. I wonder if the audience would like to know who that Rochester boy was who gave me my first job in an orchestra and whose band I had to quit because it was so rotten. Well, his name was Bill Stern.
Never heard of him. Thanks so much. Good luck and good night, Cab Calloway. And that's the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, with another edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Our guest next Friday evening will be the famous movie star, Misha Auer. So be sure and be with us next Friday night, same time, same stations, when we greet you with our special guest, the famous deadpan comedian of the movies, Misha Auer. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, till next Friday night at this very same time, this is Bill Stern for Colgate Shave Cream wishing you all a good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, had lots to say. He told you tales of sports heroes, the inside dope he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York City. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
There you have some fun with Bill Stern and Cab Calloway. Hi, Heidi, Heidi, ho! From August 23rd of 1946, this is July 16th of 1973, 27 years later. This is Chuck Shaden also in the Hall Closet from WLTD. We're going to take a break for some news headlines, and then we'll be back with Robert Young and a Remember program for GIs reminiscing about years gone by. And the big year for Bob Young is 1934. Don't touch that dial.
At the top of your dial, you're tuned to 1590 WLTD. It's 27 minutes before 9. And good morning. I'm Bob Abella with the news. Chicago Metropolitan Sanitary District officials and the U.S. Coast Guard are keeping an eye on an oil slick discovered on Lake Michigan during the weekend. Authorities now say rough waters have nearly broken up the 25-square-mile slick. It was first feared that the slick would come ashore and damage beaches on Chicago's south side. But a wind shift apparently saved the beaches, and authorities now say the slick is not expected to endanger the Chicago or the Indiana shores. That slick apparently resulted from a leaking freighter, but the freighter responsible for the slick is not known. Friday's crash of a sightseeing helicopter at the heart of Illinois' fair in Peoria has claimed its second life. 34-year-old Robert Childs of Henry, Illinois, died yesterday of injuries suffered in that crash. Childs' 4-year-old son, Chris, was killed instantly when that helicopter crashed and exploded on its landing pad Friday, the opening day of the fair. Police in Chicago were searching for a man seen walking in an underground parking garage with 41-year-old Irene Koutros. Mrs. Koutros, a school teacher, was found strangled to death. Her body was found lying in her car in a downtown underground parking garage in Chicago Saturday. Witnesses said that they saw the victim walking toward her car with a well-dressed man who appeared to be in his 40s. Police are now looking for that man. Those are the headlines. WLTD weather is next.
The heat has hit. It's swelter time. But Pope Brothers is ready. Thousands of brand-name air conditioners waiting for you. Blessed comfort in a carton. Just pick yours up, take it right home, install it yourself in seconds, and enjoy cool, dehumidified comfort tonight. A complete selection of all the famous brands in all sizes. General Electric, Westinghouse, Amana, Fetters, Carrier, Chrysler, Hot Point, Whirlpool, Admiral, Frigidaire. Just drive by. We'll load your choice in the car for you. Your choice of credit terms, too. Breathe easier, sleep better. Make home a haven with a brand name air conditioner from Polk Brothers. It's worth a trip in from Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan. So drive on over. Comfort is only a Polk trip away. You folks in the western suburbs can take the swelter out of summer by visiting our sparkling new Polk store on Roosevelt Road in Glen Ellen. All Polk stores are open for you every night until 10, Sundays until 6.
Mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs are expected to be in the upper 70s this afternoon, but a little lower near the lake. It'll be fair and continued cool with the lows in the mid to upper 50s this evening. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, a little warmer. The highs will be in the lower 80s. Winds out of the northeast to east, 6 to 12 miles an hour, becoming light and southeasterly this evening. At present, winds are out of the northwest, 6 miles an hour, humidity 73%. We have a lakefront reading of 68 and officially at Midway, a little cooler, 67 degrees. This has been WLTD Mutual News.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
Hi, I'm Mike Schwimmer, and when you hear that big band blast off, you know you're in the Yesterday Shop. A program of big bands, Dixieland, ragtime, and all that jazz that comes to you every weekday afternoon from 4 o'clock till 6:30 right here on WLTD, the 1590 spot. We throw in a little comedy, some vintage vocals, and a little chit-chat about the good old days. So join me today and every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. for 2.5 hours of the good sounds of yesterday right here in the Yesterday Shop.
And in the Yesterday Shop this afternoon, Mike, we'll be featuring Harry James and the Music Makers. Tomorrow it'll be Artie Shaw, Wednesday Jimmy Dorsey and the orchestra, Thursday Glenn Miller, and Friday Benny Goodman and the orchestra, or Benny Goodman and the quintet or the quartet or the trio or whatever. And, boy, I understand they really did a big thing out at Ravinia yesterday. Man, oh man, the Benny Goodman Quartet were out back again. And they say not many people are interested in those things. Ho, ho, ho! Boy, what a job they did out there. By the way, did you enjoy our Fibber McGee special Saturday afternoon on our Those Were the Days program, our chat with Jim Jordan, and we played Jim's favorite Fibber McGee program, or the one he called the funniest show. We had lots of fun strolling down Radio's Main Street. Want to remind you that Saturday evening, next Saturday evening, in the community room over at Northwest Federal, we've got a Fibber McGee and Molly movie on deck from 1944. Fibber and Molly, Jim and Marion Jordan, starring in the film Heavenly Days from 1944. If you have always wondered what Fibber McGee and Molly looked like, well, here's your chance to take a good peek at them in action. One of the fine little films that they did four of them all together, and this is the fourth of the quartet of movies made by Jim and Marion Jordan. Fibber McGee and Molly in the community room at Northwest Federal when our Memory Club meets next Saturday evening at 7. You're a member of the Memory Club because you're interested in the kind of memories we're responsible for, and so all you have to do is pay your dues, and the dues are $1. At the door when you come on in. So come on over Saturday evening for the Memory Club meeting, Heavenly Days, Fibber McGee and Molly, starring in the 1944 picture. Well, Heavenly Days, we're going to do some reminiscing now with Robert Young. It's 68 degrees along the lakefront, 65 at O'Hare, 67 officially at Midway. The humidity is 73%. The wind is out of the north at 6 miles an hour. It's 21 minutes before 9. Remember,
care to take
spin, fellas. This is Bob Young and your Remember program, back for another session of memories. We're going back to 1934 today, only a dozen years or so. I'll bet it seems just like yesterday. It does to me, anyway. There was a lot of good music back in 34. Cole Porter had turned out a masterly stint with the tunes For Anything Goes. For the pop stuff of the day, we had Stars Fell on Alabama, Two Cigarettes in the Dark, and The Boulevard of Broken Dreams. You were probably humming Wagon Wheels, too. But at the time, we'll bet dollars to donuts you'd never heard anything like this Tommy Dorsey arrangement of it. It's one of T.D.'s best. Yes, it is. That was the year the Dean kids, Dizzy and Daffy, were doing things for the St. Louis Cards. The FBI was doing things for Public Enemy Number 1, John Dillinger. And the Mills Brothers were doing things for you with a little hunk of stuff called Solitude. Coming right at you.
In my chair, I'm filled with despair. There's no one could be so sad. With gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare.
I know that I'll soon go mad in my solitude. I'm praying, dear Lord above, send back my love.
This is the first portion of a little 15-minute program of recorded music for the GIs during World War II. Remember is the name of the show. Robert Young, the actor, Marcus Welby, Father Knows Best, is the host on that program. Your host on this program is Chuck Shaden. This is the Hall Closet. It's 13 minutes before 9. We'll have more of that after we talk about air conditioning. And you may kind of ask yourself the question, am I sweltering? Well, why swelter this month when you can have Amoco or Carrier central air conditioning installed at sale prices? That's right. Standard Heating and Cooling has lowered the cost right now with the hot weather already here. Find out how truly inexpensive central air conditioning can be by calling today for a free estimate. Dial 856-4140. That's 856-4140. And just for seeing how little it can cost you, you'll get a beautiful $7 stationery kit absolutely free from Standard Heating and Cooling, a division of NRJ Corporation.
Captain Money!
Yes, gang, once again it's time for Captain Money, brought to you by Northwest Federal Savings, makers of the rich, tasty new idea in identification cards, one that helps you save money instead of spending it. Yes, gang, the money-saving new Northwest card is the smart way to fight the dollar drain on your allowance. With it, you can purchase traveler's checks, registered checks, and pay utility bills, all without a service charge. And you're even entitled to free notary service, too. With the new creamy, rich Northwest card, you'll not only eliminate service fees and save yourself extra money each month, but you'll also have a positive means of identification, cause your actual signature and a key new photo of yourself in full color will both appear on your Northwest card. It's yours free when you maintain a $500 balance in your day-to-day interest savings account at Northwest Federal Savings. For all the details, ask your mom to call, write, or visit Northwest Federal, 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero, Spring 7200!
Okay, and the secret message from Northwest Federal is savings, 5.25% on all passbook savings, regular passbook savings at Northwest Federal. There's no higher passbook savings rate available anywhere in Chicagoland. And Northwest Federal is now paying up to 6.75% per year on savings certificates. And that, with interest compounded, will yield over 7%. So it pays to save at Northwest Federal Savings. 10.5 minutes before 9, let's get back to Robert Young and remember.
Away in the year 1934, a fella named Dione hit the jackpot with five little girls. I've got four gals myself, but we did it the hard way. Anywho, back in 34, Claudette Colbert was making hitchhiking history in a little opus called It Happened One Night. And our pal, the Groner, was being seen locally in a deal called Here Is My Heart. Why should I bother going into details when I can get my third assistant, Mr. Crosby, to tell you about it himself? So, a ruffle of drums, a flare from the trumpet section, and we give you Mr. Crosby.
Nearly everyone can recall some silly song that's associated with some serious moment in life. But sometimes the reverse is true. Consider a popular romantic ballad like With Every Breath I Take, which was in a movie called Here Is My Heart. Sounds romantic, doesn't it? But it was part of a giddy tale which could just as easily have been titled The Princess and the Crooner. They met in the comic opera days of Monte Carlo just before the war. A few minutes after they met in an elevator, up jumped love, and he found himself telling her, I think of you with every breath I take. And every breath becomes a sigh, not a sigh of despair, but a sign that I care for you. I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by. And your name is a song I'll remember the long years through. Even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness you light my way. And all the while inside me, love seems to say, someday, someday. And when I sleep, you keep my heart away. But when I wake from dreams divine, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make. Well, naturally they quarreled, had a bit of a beef. But that lad had the Monte Carlo spirit, and he gambled on getting into his lady love's apartment disguised as a waiter. She found him out, tossed him out, angrily told him to stay out. But she didn't say positively. So with this as an opening wedge, he resorted to the following musical convincer.
Any cozy little corner, love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner when you keep me on the corner just waiting for you.
Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. But strictly between us, you're much cuter than Venus. And what's more, you got arms. So let's go cuddle in a
corner. Cuddle in a corner.
Any cozy little corner.
Cozy little corner.
Love is just around the corner
when I'm around you. I'm around you.
Well, this kind of a build-up eventually got the work done, got the job done. And this looked like one Monte Carlo romance that beat the odds and came out even. But even then, she told him the month for brides was June. And the calendar told him it was January. Ha-ha! But our boy had the answer for that one. It's June in January because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart, with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above.
And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charm.
The night is cold, the trees are bare,
but I can feel the scent of roses in the air.
Their fragrance fills the air.
It's June in January, because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you.
It's June in January, because I love you.
Well, that's the deal for now, guys. Put your memory bonnets away, but keep them handy, because we'll be back. In the meantime, this is Bob Young saying, see you later. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
It's Bob Young, right? And remember, it's 3.5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Chuck Shaden in the hall closet. We like to play one of those little shows every now and then, kind of a disc jockey show within a disc jockey show or something like that. But they have some good tunes on there, too. And old Bing Crosby was very prominent there back in 1934, about the time when they were talking about that. Hey, we have a sound for you on our cassette tape of the month for the month of July. Funny comedy on that cassette. One of the two shows is the the Jack Benny program, and let's listen to a bit of it.
Phil, what are you doing with that shovel in that pile of letter?
We lost Mary.
We didn't lose Mary. She got a bad cold and couldn't come over today.
Oh, that's a shame, Jack. Did you send her any fruit?
No. She still has the fruit I sent her last year when she was sick.
But that was a year ago. Don't that wax fade?
No, but during the hot weather, it melts a little, you know. In fact, the banana curled up and looks like a donut with yellow jaundice. Now, let's see.
Hey, Jackson, why don't you send her some real fruit? The wax stuff don't fool anybody.
It doesn't, eh? The apple's got two worms in it. They don't know the difference.
Comedy from Jack Benny. Phil Harris on the Jack Benny program on our cassette tape of the month for the month of July. On the other side, a full 30-minute Life of Riley broadcast. Many of our listeners have been getting cassettes of the month from us, and we're happy to provide this means of beginning or continuing a collection of vintage radio sounds on tape. If you'd like our tape for July, the Jack Benny program, and the Life of Riley, simply send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Your cassette tape of the month will be zipped out to you, and there's no further obligation. So don't forget to get your cassette of the month for July, the Jack Benny program, and the Life of Riley. Send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. That's the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053.
Oh, I hate moving. The moving man says, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano for 3 hours at $50 an hour. He says, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano. My head feels like the 1812 overture with cannons and that meatloaf. Oh, this heartburn. I wish I had some Alka-Seltzer. Oh, that Alka-Seltzer would go to work. Oh, my. When I drink it, would settle my upset stomach and my headache fast. Oh, don't tell me.
Hey, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano.
We're going to take a break for some business, the news, and Assignment Hollywood, and then we'll be back with more on our hall closet for today. This is Chuck Shaden. Don't touch that dial.
The world is definitely flat.
If man were meant to fly, he'd have wings.
All aspirins alike.
Funny how truisms aren't always true. The fact is, all aspirin is not alike. Bayer tested its aspirin against every leading brand. For purity, freshness, overall quality, Bayer was shown superior. Get Bayer, because all aspirin is not alike. Bayer is the better quality aspirin.
And now we join Captain Bluebeard Bug and his crew of roving insects.
Avast! I, Bluebeard Bug, will lead your pest through the darkness to a treasure of food.
Right,
mateys, but keep a sharp lookout for raid.
Ahoy, lighthouse, down ahead.
This ain't no lighthouse. It's
raid! Raid, house and garden bug killer. Indoors or outdoors, it hunts bugs down like radar and kills them dead.
I have that sinking feeling.
WLTD, Evanston.
Good morning. It's 9 a.m. and now Mutual News on the Hour, presented by Bank of Lincolnwood.
The latest medical bulletin from Bethesda Naval Hospital shows the president is improving, fighting off viral pneumonia. Mutual's Forrest Boyd is at the Naval Institution and files this report.
The chest therapy the president is getting is producing good results, but leaving him so tired that he needs a painkiller for relief. The treatments consist of inhaling a salt solution, being massaged and pounded on the chest, and then sitting in a chair, breathing deeply and coughing. The whole session lasts for about 35 to 40 minutes. The morning medical report says the treatment has resulted in considerable improvement in the president's chest congestion, and chest discomfort is now at a minimum, but he has to take a mild analgesic afterward.
The Senate Watergate hearings continue here in Washington with special counsel to the president, Richard Moore, continuing his testimony before the committee. After Moore, President Nixon's former personal lawyer, Richard Kalmbach, takes the stand. Kalmbach allegedly handled payment of campaign funds to the Watergate conspirators and their attorneys. This is comprehensive news from Mutual Radio. I'm Tom Woods.
Where have all the passbooks gone? Gone a-glimmering. A better system's come along. Statement saving. Faster service, more windows, longer hours, better for all. Bank of Lincolnwood serves faster with our statement savings plan. Bank of Lincolnwood offers even more service with statement savings. 18 lobby tellers and 9 drive-in windows handle all your savings, deposits, and withdrawals. Longer hours, too. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 to 1 on Saturday. And statement savings is better for all. No more worries about losing or misplacing that passbook. No need to come in at interest time. It's automatic, and you receive a statement every 3 months. And now, all our interest rates are up 0.5%. Bank of Lincolnwood meets all bank competition. Try statement savings, too. You like it. Bank of Lincolnwood, Toohey and Lincoln Avenues, across from the Hyatt House. Member FDIC.
The Portuguese Prime Minister arrives in Great Britain. Protests continue to mount. Reuters' David Betts has more.
The Prime Minister of Portugal, Dr. Marcelo Caetano, heads into a storm of radical protest at the start of an official visit to Britain. The visit marks the 600th anniversary of the Anglo-Portuguese Alliance. The British protest movement, which has had little to occupy it since the Vietnam ceasefire agreement, has gathered for a vigorous demonstration of displeasure at the visit of a man who is popularly blamed for alleged massacres of Africans in Mozambique.
Secretary of State Rogers is in Tokyo for U.S.-Japanese trade conferences, having endorsed a plan for a general Asian-Pacific conference. Those two Canadian truce observers have been released by the communist. Reuters' Michael Fathers has more from Saigon.
Two Canadians say they were taken prisoner at the point of a gun in a rubber plantation last month. The Viet Cong held them for more than 2 weeks and forced them to march down by the hands and neck almost every day to escape artillery and bombing attacks.
State police at the state prison farm in central Virginia are trying to secure 3 cell blocks and 2 dormitories held by inmates. Israel shortens its 3-year draft period for male soldiers by 3 months. That starts next April 1st. Cambodia's president may come to the U.S. for medical treatment by early August. He's semi-paralyzed from a stroke 2.5 years ago. The launch team for Skylab 2 started its lengthy countdown yesterday. Liftoff scheduled for July 28th. 8 junketing U.S. congressmen and their wives return to the United States after a 2-week tour of communist China. You are listening to Mutual News.
Illinois flood victims have only about 2 weeks left to file for disaster relief aid from the Small Business Administration. The SBA has warned that July 31st is the deadline for flood victims to file for aid in the 49 Illinois counties included in a presidential disaster declaration. Weather-wise, in the area, mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs will be in the upper 70s, but a little lower near the lake. It'll be fair and continued cool through the evening, lows in the mid to upper 50s. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny and warmer. The highs will be in the lower 80s. At present, along the lake shore, 69, officially at Midway, 72 degrees, the humidity 64%, and we have winds out of the north, 7 miles an hour. WLTD Mutual News on the Hour is brought to you by Bank of Lincolnwood, Toohey and Lincoln Avenues, across from the Hyatt House, with drive-in banking hours 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday. Bank of Lincolnwood, growing with you and our neighbor, Bell Electronics.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
Hi, Fred Robbins here on Assignment Hollywood with one of its most popular stars, George Segal, on location in London. I'll be with him in just a moment.
Did you see God? Well, I know him by everything you say and do. Did you say God? Well, I've seen him every time I look at you. He's touched you with his love.
This message is brought to you by Religion in American Life.
During the production of Touch of Class, as written and directed by Mel Frank, George Segal talked about the many places he's worked and acting with his Academy Award co-star, Glenda Jackson.
This isn't the first picture you've made her, is it?
No, I made the Quilla Memorandum here about how many years ago, I don't know, but there was some few years ago.
Here and in Berlin.
Here and in Berlin, right.
Good to be back here in London?
Yeah, I love London. Don't you like London?
What's not to like, right?
Well, it's very peaceful, very nice. It's very easy to live here. The food's good.
Is it easy to make movies here?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's easy to make movies anywhere, I think.
Here, these Lee International Studios, George, you know, yes, kind of such modest quarters, you know, nothing
fancy. Well, it's like shooting in New York. You know, I agree, and I was in Hollywood. Virginia Woolf, we had Lavish. That was on the Warner Brothers lot. I'm going out there again, so I'll have that again. And at 20th Century Fox, I did 4 weeks on St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Fabulous, because the studio was empty then, so the fabulous quarters there. That was just 4 weeks. And then I was at Columbia before that, which is no more, which is now where Warner Brothers was. And that was just okay. But what I'm used to mainly is New York, shooting in New York, where it's this is quality compared to what you get in New York.
This is a touch of class.
This is a touch of class indeed. Very well snuck in.
And such chemistry, George Segal and Glenda Jackson, my goodness.
Well, I hope so. It sure was a lot of fun.
Mel Frank, for example, says how great you are together, you and Glenda. From an actor's standpoint, you know, American, English, great classical actress.
Mm-hmm.
What's she like?
Well, first of all, I think acting is acting, and good acting is good acting, and it sure is nice to act with a good actor. That's the first. As far as English and American, the only thing that I might say about it, which may or may not be true, is that the English, certainly Glenda, her way with language is incredible. I don't think we have anybody like that in the States. Maybe Katharine Hepburn does that. And she does that very good. But Glenda is just, she can do so many things inside of a speech that it's dazzling. And I think maybe we are more concerned with behavior. But that's in the most general way. What happens is that when you start acting, a circuit is set up where you get on this, where you're both on the same circuit. And I'm sure it's a lot like what musicians feel. And the few times that I have played with musicians on my banjo, I find that you get that feeling where you're all on the same circuit. And when you're in that place, nothing goes wrong. Everything's right. And that's what I look for.
George Segal on location in London. This is Fred Robbins on Assignment Hollywood.
Someone must have been messing around with Mother Nature, 'cause she's really turned on the heat. Humidity, too, especially in the city where it never cools off. Sticky, sweltering, sizzling heat. Well, at Polk Brothers, we have some magic words to turn off this kind of torment.
Carrier, Frigidaire, General Electric, Westinghouse, Amana, Fetters, Chrysler, Hotpoint, Whirlpool, Admiral. All brand name air conditioners, sizes and models to fit any window, even no window at all. Experts to help you pick the right one, and that's very important. Over 10,000 in stock. So drive over this evening, select yours, we'll load it in the car for you, and tonight, sleep in cool, dehumidified comfort. Pope trade-in allowances save you extra dollars, your choice of credit plans, and we're there for you weeknights till 10, Sundays till 6. So drive to your nearest Polk store right now. Sleep in cool comfort tonight.
Look around, it's summertime. Fishing in the summertime. Take along your radio in the good old summertime. Look around, it's summertime. Swimming in the summertime. Tune to WLTV in the good old summertime.
This is the good old summertime, and this is Chuck Shaden on your good old radio with more of the Hall Closet 10 minutes after 9 o'clock today. It's, excuse me, it's the 16th of July. Froggy the Gremlin is stuck in the studio throat here. And about this time every day, Monday through Friday, we go back to not so long ago. We go to Hollywood, maybe for music from a motion picture, to Broadway for something from opening night performance, maybe to Carnegie Hall, or maybe to Las Vegas, or to the Palladium in London. Well, today, you know where we're going? We're going to the television tube. Yes, this week we're going to television from really not so long ago, maybe within the last year. Good program on TV, Liza with a Z, a concert for television, and we have the music from that special all week long.
Liza Minnelli.
Yes. Say yes. Life keeps happening every day. Say yes.
When opportunity comes your way, you can't start wondering what to say. You'll never win if you never play. Say yes. There's Mink and Marigold right outside, and warm white Cadillacs you can ride. Nothing's gained if there's nothing tried. Say yes, don't say why. Say why not. What lies beyond what is not. So what? Say yes. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. Yes, I'll take a sip. Yes, I'll touch. Yes, of course. Yes, how nice. Yes, I happily. Thank you very much. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. There's lots of chaff, but there's lots of wheat.
Yes. Might get mugged as you walk the streets, but on the other hand, you might greet that handsome stranger you belong to meet. Say yes. Yes, I'll look. Yes, I'll walk. Yes, I'd love to do such and such. Yes, I'll try. Yes, I'll dare. Yes, I'll fly.
Good, yes, indeed. Liza Minnelli. Liza with a Z from TV. More of that coming up soon. It's 15 minutes after 9. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet on WLTD. Hansen from Copenhagen, the little tailor with the big ideas, has some big ideas for you, for your summer wardrobe, or even if you're thinking a little beyond summer and that great autumn weather that's coming up. You ought to check with Hansen from Copenhagen, who's got just the right thing for you, suit-wise, sport coat-wise, slacks-wise. Maybe you want some knickers, huh, for golfing or bicycling. Maybe you'd like a cap for your summertime fun. Well, why don't you check Hansen from Copenhagen? He'll do something that's just for you, and you can go in, select some material, choose from 1,000 different fabrics. He'll design something that you'll like and you'll look great in. Get the details and style and comfort. Get a good gift idea, too, from Hansen from Copenhagen, 5419 West Irving Park Road, just east of Central, across from Portage Park. Hansen from Copenhagen, Palisade 5-5196.
Pocket the way you feel. Pocket a five-course meal. Friends who brighten your day. You'll have a pocket full of miracles. And Kodak Pocket 10 camera is just the way.
You can pocket the smallest, least expensive Kodak Pocket camera for less than $23. That's pretty miraculous.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, and Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own, and the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, and Papa may have. God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. And when you got money, you got lots of friends all hanging round your door. But when the money's gone at all, hang around anymore. Rich relations may give you a crust of bread and such, saying, help, go on, help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. That's got his own. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless your child who can stand up and say he's got.
He can really sing, huh? Oh, yeah. More of that in a moment. Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. 19 minutes after 9, 69 degrees. What name do more North Shore residents think of when they consider pharmacies? The answer is simple. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy is headquartered in Evanston and Wilmette, and for 50 years has helped guard the health of the North Shore. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy has done this with their complete line of pharmaceuticals and with good old-fashioned personal attention to the needs of their customers. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy is not only the North Shore headquarters for pharmaceuticals, but if you wish, can deliver an order promptly to your home in their radio-dispatched cars. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy is also your North Shore headquarters for hospital supplies and convalescent aids. Wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, walkers, canes, a complete line of hospital supplies. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy is located in downtown Evanston on Church near Orrington and in Wilmette at 1138 Central. They're open 7 days a week with convenient hours to serve your needs. Ask about their handy charge account program. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy, your North Shore headquarters for everything in the field of pharmaceuticals.
Attention, nostalgia buffs.
They're recreating New Orleans right here in Illinois.
Picture it.
With a dozen kinds of old-time fun your family will enjoy.
Ah, yeah.
It's a home site, haven, playground, unlike anything you've seen.
And the name, pray tell.
New Landing for the Delta Queen.
Ah, yeah.
The New Landing for the Delta Queen is a recreational community that combines the wooded hills of Wisconsin, the lakes of Minnesota, and the privacy you've always wanted. And it's close by, right here in Illinois, just 90 minutes away. The New Landing has a lake with beaches, an adjacent golf course, camping facilities, picnic area, fishing, and it's all yours to enjoy now. They're building a clubhouse replica of the famous Delta Queen riverboat. Why don't you plan to go out next weekend? For free information and family fun booklet, good for breakfast and lunch, swimming and boating, and free gasoline, call Chicago 649-0808. That's 649-0808. Or you might want to write Delta Queen, WLTD, Evanston, 60202. Permission to use the name Delta Queen, granted by Green Line Steamers.
You're really terrific. And seeing how you are, can I tell you something? I have a problem. Now, it's not a big problem, but it is a problem. It's my name. You know, I find that still a lot of people call me Lisa. Wrong! My name is Liza. Liza. Has a Z in it. Well, for instance, somebody will come up to me on the street and say, hello, Lisa, how are you? I say, I'm fine, thank you, but it's Liza. Or somebody will say, Lisa, what a nice hat you have on. I'll say, thank you very much, but my name is Liza. And that's my hair. So you can see what I mean. Anyway, I've been trying to figure out a final solution to this whole thing, and I think I've come up with the answer. Jack?
It's Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S, cause Lisa with an S goes snuzz. It's Z instead of S, Lie instead of Lee. It's simple as can be, see Liza? I do it again. It's Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S, cause Lisa with an S goes snuzz. It's Z instead of S, Lie instead of Lee. It's simple as can be, see Liza? Now, if my name were Ada, I'd be Ada. Even backwards, I'd be Ada. Or if my name were Ruth, then I'd be Ruth. Because with Ruth, what can you do? Or Sally, or Margaret, or Ginger, or Faye. But when you're Eliza, you always have to say, no, it's Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S. Because Lisa with an S goes snuzz. It's Z instead of S, mine instead of Lee. It's simple as can be, see Liza? Oh, and that is only half of it. There's another way. Fate treats me cruelly. How often I remember someone saying, there she goes, Lisa Minnelli. Or Minnelli, or Mineola, or Minnelli, or Minnelli. So is it a wonder I very often cry? It's M-I-double-N, then E-double-L-I. You double up the N, that's not new. Then E-double-E-L, end it with an I. That's the way you say Minnelli. Lisa Minnelli. It's Italian. Blame it on Papa. What can I do? Every Sandra, who's a Sandra? Every Mary, who's really Marie? Every Joan, who is a Joanne? Has got to agree with me when I've announced I don't mind being pummeled or trampled or trounced. But it does drive you bats to be mispronounced. It's Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S, cause Lisa with an S goes snubs. It's Z instead of S, Lie instead of Lee. It's simple as can be, see Liza, then M-I-double-N, then E-double-L-I. You double up the N, that's not new. Then E-double-E-L, end it with an I. That's what you say, Minnelli, Liza Minnelli. It's easy, it's easy. See, it's lazy. No, Liza!
Okay, that's Lisa Minnelli, and this is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. We'll have more from Liza with a Z, the concert for TV from really not so long ago tomorrow. oh, long about this time, in the hall closet. Are you a collector? A collector of anything? Well, then you should also collect Hobbies Magazine. It's the monthly publication that's filled with informative articles about collectors and collecting. Page after page of valuable information. Antiques, collectibles, antique shows, flea markets, where to buy, where to sell. Hobbies Magazine has everything for beginners and experienced collectors as well. You can subscribe today if you like 12 issues in 12 months, only $6. And you can send that $6 to Hobbies Magazine, care of WLTD, Evanston 60202. And you might want to tune in to Ann Gilbert's Collector's World every Saturday at 12:30 noon on WLTD, presented by Hobbies Magazine. Ann had a very interesting program last Saturday. It precedes our Those Were the Days program on Saturday, and she was talking about clocks and collecting clocks and things like that. I'm sure she'll have another interesting subject coming up this Saturday. And if you want to subscribe to Hobbies Magazine, $6 to Hobbies Magazine, WLTD, Evanston, 60202.
Whoa, whoa, big fella! Are you riding the plains looking for a faithful companion to help finance that new home of yours? Then ride north and west to Northwest Federal Savings, where resourceful people are waiting to serve you with professional advice and competitive home financing. When you've found the home you want, just give a call to Northwest Federal. An appraiser will inspect the property, and you'll have a mortgage loan commitment within 48 hours, at no obligation. Northwest Federal is Northwest Chicagoland's leader in conventional home financing. Visit, write, or call Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero, Spring 7-7200, and ask for me.
I wonder who that stranger was.
Him? He was the Lone Ranger.
We've got silver to lend away!
It's 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. Mostly sunny, pleasant today. High in the upper 70s, a bit lower near the lake tonight. Fair and continued cool, low in the mid to upper 50s. Tuesday, mostly sunny and a little warmer, high in the low 80s. It's 69 degrees right now. Along the lake shore, 70 at O'Hare, officially at Midway, a bit warmer than that. It's up to 72 already. The humidity is 64%. The wind is out of the north at 7 miles an hour. Eddie Bracken was a comedian who was did a lot in Paramount movies, and he did some radio, and he did lots of things. I've always enjoyed Eddie Bracken, and I enjoyed the Eddie Bracken Show with Janet Waldo and William Demarest as Eddie's father, and I think you'll enjoy listening to part one now of the Eddie Bracken Radio Show.
As any loyal son of Erin will tell you, every Irishman is descended from the ancient kings. This is the story of one man who sprang from the ancient kings and is still springing in all directions. Yes, this is the story of Eddie Bracken. In many a thatched cottage in Ireland, they'll tell you the legend of the founder of the Clan O'Bracken. No less a personage than Brian O'Bracken himself. A poet, a fighter, and a rogue with the women, O'Bracken invariably dealt gently with the Colleens.
Ah, Constance McCushla, the top of the morning to you.
Mr. O'Bracken, would you be after doing me a small favor?
Faith, sure, Mistress Manahan. I'll be after doing you anything your little heart desires. But what'll we be doing after?
Begorra, and there was the rub, for invariably, immediately after, the voice of the elder Monahan was heard in the land.
O'Bracken, you scalping, get out of here. The parlor's already too crowded for the pigs.
Oh, that's how it was with the founder of the clan, O'Bracken. But it's by no means that way with his great-great-grandson, Eddie Bracken. Today, when a girl says,
Eddie, will you do me a big favor?
Eddie replies,
Gosh, sure, Connie. I'd be glad to.
See there? He's lost his accent.
I'd do it myself, but I've got to meet Otto.
Why, of course, Connie. Otto?
He's taking me to the tea dance at the mayor's house.
Oh, he is. Well, why don't you ask Otto to do whatever it is you want done?
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, maybe I will. I'm sure Otto wouldn't quibble over getting me a simple little thing like a pair of shorties.
Well, I wouldn't either, but...
Oh, Eddie. The mayor's giving this tea dance to make last-minute plans for the dedication of the Victory Monument in City Hall Square.
Yes, Connie, I know, but
and
I...
And Otto's on the committee, and I'm to ride on a float as Miss Pinup Girl. And I want to borrow a costume from Toots Latour.
Toots Latour?
In the musical comedy company. You've seen the posters in front of the Grand Theater, haven't you?
Oh, boy. I mean, sure.
Well, and didn't you notice that one costume? Oh, it's just yummy. It's a three-piece little thing with gold panties and a gold blouse and a crown. Now, I want you to go over and see if she has another one just like
it. But, Connie, now just imagine me going into Miss Latour's dressing room and saying, pardon me, Miss Latour, but would you be so kind as to lend me your shorties? I mean, after all, Connie,
All right, Eddie.
I mean, after all, there are limits, you know.
I said all right, Eddie. I'm sure Otto will be glad to go
with you. Well, that's fine. Let Otto go.
Of course, I was going to let you ride on the float with me as the spirit of victory.
I know, Connie, but... You were?
And you'd have your arms around me all the way from Main Street to the City Hall.
Boy, 20 blocks.
Oh, but I just couldn't think of asking you to do something you don't want to.
Oh, but I do want to, Connie. I want to more than anything in the world, only...
Thanks, Eddie.
Only...
Bring the costume over at the house when you get it.
Only...
I've got to hurry now and meet Otto.
Only, what'll I say to Miss Latour? Miss Latour?
Yeah, kid, what's on your mind?
Could I see you for a minute?
Sure, take a good look.
Well, I hate to bother you in your dressing room like this.
What are you, one of the local wolves?
Oh, no, Miss Latour, I just wanted to see you about your shorties.
That's a new approach. Go on, you intrigue me.
Well, I hardly know where to begin.
Well, you had a good start.
Well, you see, I wanted to ask you, have you got an extra pair of...
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, kid. Yes, here, sit down.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Here's a glass of ice water.
Thank you.
There. Now, do you feel better?
Yes, ma'am.
That's fine. Now, what's on your mind?
Miss Latour, I don't know how to say this, but my girlfriend, she's going to...
Look, go back to first and start over.
She's going to be Miss Pinup Girl.
She's what?
Miss Pinup Girl, and she wants to borrow a costume just for tonight.
Are you kidding? I've had a lot of gags pulled
on me,
but this isn't
a gag. Connie's going to ride in the Victory Monument Parade on a float, and I'm going to ride with her. I get to hold my arms around her all the way down Main Street.
Ah, some reach.
Yes.
Is this on the level?
Oh, gosh, yes. I wouldn't think of asking to borrow your costume, except that...
Never mind, kid. I got a hunch that riding on that float means a lot to you, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am. More than anything in the world.
Okay, kid. If lending you my shorties can give you a break with the one and only, you're a cinch.
Oh.
I got a brand new set right here. Never been unwrapped. Here.
Oh, gee. Thanks, Miss Latour. Gee, thanks an awful lot. I'll do the same for you someday.
That I gotta see.
And so, fellow citizens, on behalf of our fair city, I extend heartiest greetings when I say, get out of here.
How do you do, Mr. Monahan?
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, Mr. Monahan, I'm leaving, only I wanted to see if Connie was still here.
Well, she ain't. Are you going to get out of here, or do I have
I'll
to...
I'll go, Mr. Monahan.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Sit down.
Yes, sir. Gee, Mr. Monahan, if you're going to reopen that little matter about me pawning your false teeth...
Quiet!
Listen.
Yes, sir.
You are a man whose courage, vision, and devotion to duty has been demonstrated on countless occasions.
Oh, you think so?
Shut up and let me finish. A man whose friendship I have been proud to share for many years.
I like you, too.
I wasn't talking to you.
But there's nobody else here.
I was rehearsing my speech, lunkhead. Or don't you read the newspapers?
Oh, sure. Isn't it wonderful how Gravel Gertie's gone straight?
Look, Marble Puss, I'm making a speech of welcome to Colonel Southridge tonight when they dedicate the Victory Monument.
Oh, you mean Brass Knuckle Southridge?
Cut that out. I'll have no disrespect for Colonel Southridge in this house.
I didn't...
Good old Brass Knuckles, the old dog robber. We were together in the 6th Infantry. How do you like my speech?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I wish you really had been saying all those nice things to me.
You should live so long. Here.
What's that, Mr. Monahan?
It's a copy of the schedule for tonight's program. Yes, take it down to the hotel and give it to the colonel. He's waiting for it.
Oh, gosh, sure, Mr. Monahan.
Only what?
Only what'll I do about Connie's shorties?
I don't give a darn what you... What did you say?
Goodbye, Mr. Monahan.
Yes, this is Colonel Shortridge speaking. Who? Oh, send him right up.
Oh, Billy, I'm so distressed.
Oh, yes, darling, what's wrong?
I've lost my girdle.
Oh, not your new one.
Yes, and I hadn't even unwrapped it.
Oh, but it can't be lost. I checked all our luggage at the depot. It's probably still in the check room. Wait. Yes, here's the check for it.
Oh, thank goodness. I couldn't possibly wear my new evening gown without it.
Come in.
How do you do?
Well, what is it?
I'm looking for Colonel Southridge.
I'm Colonel Southridge.
I'm Eddie Bracken. I'm very pleased to meet you.
Well?
Mr. Monahan sent me. He said to give you this schedule for this evening.
Oh, thank you, young man. This is Mrs. Southridge.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Southridge.
Hello.
Tell me, how is Sergeant Monahan, the old fire eater, the toughest guy in the outfit? How's he getting along?
He hasn't changed. Well, I've got to run along, so...
Oh, young man, I wonder if you'd be kind enough to do something for me.
Why, yes, of course, Mrs. Southridge. I'll be very glad to.
Oh, well, take this check down to the depot and pick up a package. Now, if it's too much trouble...
Oh, no, Mrs. Southridge. It'll be a pleasure. I'll be back as fast as I can.
Yeah, what is it?
I want to pick up a package.
You got the check?
Yes, sir. It's right here. Here it is. Yeah, right here.
Okay, that'll be 2 bits.
Huh?
I said 2 bits. 25 cents. A quarter of a dollar.
But I haven't got 2 bits.
No 2 bits?
No, sir.
No package.
Gosh, what, is there a phone here?
Yeah, right there in the corner, bud. A pay phone.
Thank you. Would you lend me a nickel?
Look, chum, look. I pay $15 a week for this checking concession. I pay myself $30 a week salary. I charge 2 bits for every package I check. So far this week, I've checked 180 packages. Exactly $45. And if you think I'm going to wind up owing myself a nickel so that you can use the phone...
Yes,
I'm going. Eddie Bracken.
Oh, hello, Barbara. What are you doing down here?
I just came down to see if my package from Chicago has come yet.
Oh, no, not yet, ma'am.
Oh, dear. Are there any more trains today?
Well, there's one at 4:19.
Oh, if it doesn't come then, I don't know what I'll do.
What's the matter, Barbara?
Oh, my costume. I ordered it from Chicago last week, and it isn't here yet.
Costume?
Yes, I was supposed to ride in the parade tonight on one of the floats.
Oh, you too?
Yes, as the girl I'd like to celebrate victory with. Oh, it was such a lovely costume. You'd have adored it.
Would I?
I had my hair washed and a new finger wave and a facial and a manicure and... Oh, Eddie, haven't you any ideas?
Yes.
You have? What?
Could you lend me 25 cents?
Okay, that's the Eddie Bracken story, part one. We'll have more of that in just a moment. But first, you know, this summer you'll want to wear clothes that are both comfortable and signify the season. Clothes made for the sun come from Hawaii, and this is what you'll find at Roberta Balfan's Hawaiian Shop. Roberta selects the clothes and accessories of 20 top designers in Hawaii and brings them back to the North Shore for you. Hundreds of colorful summer styles for both men and women are there, along with all the accessories native to the isle. Chicagoland's only location for a complete selection of Hawaiian clothes is Roberta Balfan's Hawaiian Shop, 1630 Orrington in downtown Evanston. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet.
Would you like a free automatic ice maker this summer? Just come on in and see us before August 31st.
It's gonna be a long, hot summer, and Frigidaire can make it nice. We'll get you through the long, hot summer, and keep your family in ice.
Here's how you can put your family in ice all summer long. Now we can give you a Frigidaire automatic ice maker free when you buy one of Frigidaire's popular size 15.2 or 17 cubic foot U-model custom Imperial refrigerators. All you pay is the plumbing installation. So come on in and see us today. We'll put your summer on ice.
Team up with Frigidaire this summer and keep your family in ice.
Townhouse TV and Appliances keeps you cool at 7243 West Toohey Avenue, just west of Harlem. Open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights till 9, Saturday until 6. And hey, don't forget about that Lum & Abner long playing record for only 99 cents. A pair of Lum & Abner LPs. Well, one LP, a pair of Lum & Abner shows for only 99 cents at Townhouse TV and Appliances, Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer. All right, let's get back now to the Eddie Bracken story.
How do you do, Mr. Monahan? Well.
Come in, Eddie.
Oh, thank you. Has Connie come home yet?
No, Connie hasn't come home yet.
Oh.
Come in, Eddie.
I am in.
All the way in.
What for?
Come in!
Bye, Mr. Monahan.
Come in here!
Oh, not by the necktie, Mr. Monahan.
Listen, my brain. What did you do to my friend, Southern Colonel Southrey?
Oh,
what did you do to him?
Why, nothing, Mr. Monahan. I just said hello.
You insulted him?
Why, Mr. Monahan, I...
And you insulted his wife, too. What did you say? What did you do?
Didn't they tell you?
No, they didn't tell me, but you're going back up there and face them.
Oh, yes, Mr. Monahan, I'll face them. I'll go, but where's Connie?
Never mind about Connie. Take your package and get out of here before I... Wait a minute. Huh? What's this?
A girdle.
A girdle? Ha-ha! Ha-ha! Just what I need.
You need a girdle?
I gotta wear my uniform from the last war tonight, and I can't get it buttoned. It must have shrunk. Give me that thing.
Oh. Oh, no, Mr. Monahan, no. Not that. You're not... Oh, no, Mr.
Shut
Monahan.
Up. Let's see how this thing works. This must be the front.
Oh, Mr. Monahan, if you only realized what you're doing...
Hold it while I step into it.
But, Mr. Monahan, you're making a terrible mistake.
I can't get it past my knees. You pull the back and I'll pull the front. Now, yes, pull it.
Giant.
Pull it.
I am pulling, but I wish you'd listen to reason.
There. We got it that far.
But, Mr. Monahan, this girdle belongs to a friend.
Come on.
Yes.
One more pull and we're over the top. Now, all together. One. Two. Three.
Oh, it ripped. Oh, the girdle, it ripped. Oh, what will Mrs. Southridge say?
Well, it couldn't have been much of a girdle anyhow because... What will who say?
Mrs. Southridge, the colonel's wife.
Was that her girdle?
I tried to tell you that, Mr. Monahan, but you...
You tried to tell me?
Yes, sir, I...
You helped me put it on, didn't you?
Yes, sir, but...
And you brought it here?
Yes, sir, but I...
Why, you... Oh, you're not by the necktie again.
How do you do, Colonel Southridge?
Come in, Mr. Bracken.
I can't stay but a minute. I came over to bring your wife's girdle.
Oh, so you had it all the time?
Yes, sir.
Young man, do you know that you've caused my wife a great deal of worry?
I'm sorry. I guess my mind was on something else.
That gold costume?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think I understand, son. Thanks for bringing up the girdle, and here's your costume back.
Oh, gee. Thank you, Colonel. Thank you very much. I guess I'd better go. Goodbye.
Maud. Maud.
Yes, dear?
Here's your girdle.
Oh.
Eddie Bracken just brought it.
Oh, thank goodness. We won't have to miss the ceremony.
No?
Oh. Huh? Oh! I've never been so insulted in my life.
For heaven's sake, now what's the matter?
This girdle has been vulcanized. And look! Look what it says stamped right there on the patch.
What?
Genuine truck rubber.
Oh, Connie.
Eddie, I told you I'd never speak to you again as long as I live.
But, Connie, this time I've really got the costume. You see, I went over to your house and your father wasn't there and...
Eddie Bracken, I'm sure I'm not interested in where you've been or what you've been doing. But it may interest you to know that I'm not going to ride in the parade as Miss Pinup Girl.
You're not? Connie.
Otto's sister very generously loaned me her white buckskin cowgirl costume. And I'm riding on the first float in the parade as Miss Spirit of the Pioneers.
Then you won't need this gold costume?
No, and I won't need you.
Oh.
Because you know who's going to hold me in his arms as the spirit of the conquering West?
Otto.
Yes, Otto.
Well, maybe I can walk along beside... Otto! Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Eddie.
Here's the 10 cents. It's part of... What's the matter, Barbara?
Oh, Eddie, I'm so miserable.
Me too.
Connie?
Uh-huh. And Otto. What's your trouble? No costume?
Uh-huh. It didn't come.
Ah, that's too bad, Barbara. Wish there was something I could do.
That's sweet of you, Eddie, but there's not another costume to be found anywhere.
I guess not. Well, here's your dime.
Thanks.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye, Eddie.
Barbara.
What's the matter, Eddie?
Barbara, you're going to ride in that parade, and you're going to have the swellest costume of anybody in it.
Well, Eddie, what do you mean? How can I?
Wait a minute, old boy. Boy, you're going to love this.
Huh?
There.
Eddie, a complete gold costume.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's even nicer than the one I ordered. Oh, Eddie, is it really for me?
It sure is, if you want it.
Oh, Eddie, darling, you're so wonderful. You're so wonderful.
Ah, I'm not so wonderful, I guess. Gee, Barbara, I'm sure glad everything turned out all right. For you. I'm not listening.
But I'm not mad anymore.
Well, I am.
But, Eddie, I want you to ride on the float with me.
You mean you broke your date with Otto?
Well, in a way. You see, Otto's allergic to horses. And he's got hay fever, and we can't have him sneezing all the way down Main Street, can we?
Well, I can. Besides, I haven't got a costume.
But, Eddie, I have Otto's costume right here. If you'll hurry over, you'll just have time to change and get to the parade.
Well, I'll have to think it over.
Well, Eddie?
Hold the front door open. I'll be coming fast. Here's my hat. Here it is. Here's my coat. Oh, boy, am I lucky.
Come on, Eddie, let's go.
Huh?
Oh. You're going to ride in the parade.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it wonderful? Why, Mr. Monahan, why are you dressed like a cowboy? Where's your uniform?
How can I wear a uniform that's shrunk? I got to ride on the float as the spirit of law and order.
Oh, that's nice. I'm riding with Connie as the spirit of the conquering West.
Oh, no, you're not. You're riding with me as a horse thief. You're going to be hanged all the way to the city hall.
Bracken Story is produced by Man Holliner. Music composed and conducted by Lee Harleen. Mr. Monahan is played by Bill Demarest, Connie by Ann Rutherford, Barbara by Janet Waldo, the baggage clerk by Wally Mayer, Toots Latour by Kathy Lewis, Mrs. Southridge by Elvia Allman, Colonel Southridge by Will Wright. Your narrator, Jim Bannon.
And there you have the Eddie Bracken story from not so long ago. Don't have a date on that. It's got to be probably the late 40s on there. That's an Armed Forces rebroadcast, so I don't have a specific date for that. Sometimes we do get them, but in this case, no date. You recognize, of course, William Demarest as her father on this show. He, of course, is Uncle Charlie on the My Three Sons television program and so many other things. He was in movies and so long for a long time. Good show. Kind of nice fun there. A little girdle story there. That's quite a snapper. 8 minutes before 10 o'clock. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. Here's a little program note for you.
World War I flying aces, the value of old violins, Frank Nitti, and the name of Dale Evans' horse. These are just a few of the subjects discussed so far on I Am Curious Radio, a new program heard Saturday mornings from 11:30 to 12:30 on WLTD. This is Bruce Dumont, your host, inviting you to join me, along with Kenan Heiss, editor of Chicago Today's Action Line, for a program we hope will become part of your weekend listening schedule. That's I Am Curious Radio, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WLTD.
And another program note, starting Saturday, we observe Christmas in July here on WLTD on our programs with the good old radio shows, and we'll be saying season's greetings to you. Monday of next week, we'll have some of those good things for you. Next Monday morning, the 23rd in the Hall Closet, we'll have a Jack Benny program from December 19th of 1950. Jack, I think, is going to be going Christmas shopping. And we'll have a Breakfast Club Christmas show from 1960. And Bing Crosby and Dinah Shore starring on the Screen Guild Players from 1943 as we listen to their production of Holiday Inn. That's next Monday morning, next Monday evening on the Summer Radio Theater, Boston Blackie and Santa Claus and the Stolen Rings. Good mystery for you there. Not going to get too heavy in the real serious side of Christmas at all during our Christmas in July, but it's going to be fun as we send season's greetings your way. Fun now, too, as we send a song by Deanna Durbin.
Oh,
No time for this NU theater department. I have to make it up after the that was Vienna Durbin and One Fine Day. One fine day for playing that good song. And one fine day reminds us that the old clock up on the studio wall says we got to go for now. But we'll be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, with more sounds of entertainment from the Hall Closet. Tomorrow morning, comedy from Frank Sinatra, Elizabeth Taylor, Bergen and McCarthy, Bob Hope, and Burns and Allen. We'll have music from The Wayne King Show of 1947 with Franklin McCormick as the announcer, and drama from Joan Fontaine and Random Harvest on the Hallmark Playhouse. This is Chuck Shaden. Hey, thanks for listening. Ah, don't touch that dial. Stay tuned to WLTD all day long for news, weather, information, good listening, good music. Good morning.
Pain's a little one when it happens to your child. Camphophonique instantly stops pain of minor cuts, scrapes, or burns.
What about infection?
Camphophonique gently penetrates skin injuries to kill germs that can cause infection, so injuries can heal nature's way.
Janie, feel better now?
It stopped hurting, Mommy.
For minor cuts, scrapes, burns, Camphophonique, the penetrating first aid medication, stops pain instantly, helps prevent infection.
WLTD Evanston.
It's 10 a.m. Good morning now. Mutual News on the Hour, presented by Bank of Lincolnwood.
The
Senate Watergate hearings continue this morning with White House aide Richard Moore continuing testimony. He'll be followed by Herbert Kalmbach, the president's former personal lawyer. Mutual's Forrest Boyd has the latest on the president's condition at Bethesda Naval Hospital.
The news from the president continues to be encouraging. No indications of any complications whatsoever. He had a seafood dinner last night and retired at about 9 o'clock after chest therapy that left him fatigued. And he didn't wake up until about 8 o'clock this morning. The president's doctor will hold a briefing here at the hospital later this morning to give a more complete report.
Police using dogs and tear gas have regained control of two cell blocks at the Patton, Virginia prison farm. The disturbance involved 200 inmates. A busy week for Congress. They'll consider the farm bill again, measures concerning the Alaska pipeline, a minimum wage increase, as well as laws curbing presidential war powers. In Paris, the Egyptian and French foreign ministers conferred today on the Arab-Israeli conflict prior to next week's resumption of the UN Security Council debate on the Middle East. This is Comprehensive News from Mutual Radio. I'm Gene Valentino.
May I have your attention, please? I'd like to make a statement about saving at Bank of Lincolnwood. Faster service, more windows, longer hours, better for all. Bank of Lincolnwood serves you faster with our statement savings plan. Bank of Lincolnwood offers even more service with statement savings. 18 lobby tellers and 9 drive-in windows handle all your savings, deposits, and withdrawals. Longer hours, too, from 8 in the morning till 8 at night Monday through Friday, and from 8 to 1 on Saturday. And statement savings is better for all. No more worries about losing or misplacing that passbook. No need to come in at interest time. Highest bank interest is automatically added to your Bank of Lincolnwood account, and you receive a statement every 3 months. Try Bank of Lincolnwood Statement Savings. I'm convinced you like it. Bank of Lincolnwood, Dewey and Lincoln Avenues, across from the Hyatt House. Member FDIC.
Canada was today admitted to the Economic Commission for Europe by unanimous vote of the Economic Committee of the United Nations Economic and Social Council. From Saigon, Reuters correspondent Michael Fathers.
Two Canadian ceasefire officials who have just been released by the Viet Cong say they were forced to march for nearly 2 weeks to escape artillery and bombing attacks.
Israel's foreign minister says his country intends to keep some Arab territory captured in the 1967 war, despite any pressure from the United Nations Secretary General Kurt Waldheim. Eba Eban says Israel does not intend to withdraw to its pre-war borders. Tight security in London. Reuters correspondent David Betts.
Scotland Yard has thrown its maximum security net for the visit of a man who is currently number one target of British radical protesters. The visitor is Portugal's Prime Minister, Dr. Marcelo Caetano, and until a week ago, hardly anybody noticed he was due in Britain as official guest of the government. But over the past week, radio, television, and newspapers have suddenly been full of reports of massacres by Portuguese troops in remote African villages.
United Auto Workers Union leaders predict that they'll get 3 major gains in this year's contract negotiations opening today in Detroit with General Motors. Discussions with Ford start tomorrow, Wednesday, with Chrysler. Japanese foreign minister says it's imperative that the United States maintain the flow of scrap iron, soybeans, and logs to Japan. Their export was recently restricted by Washington in order to bolster the American economy. You're listening to Mutual News.
Mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs will be in the upper 70s, but a little lower near the lake this afternoon. It'll be fair and continued cool through the evenings with the lows in the low to middle 50s. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny, a bit warmer, the highs in the low 80s. Winds out of the northeast, 6 to 12 miles an hour, becoming light and southeasterly this evening. Right now along the lakefront, 69, officially at Midway, 72 degrees, the humidity 64%. We have winds out of the north, 7 miles an hour. WLTD Mutual News on the Hour is brought to you by Bank of Lincolnwood, 2E and Lincoln Avenues, across from the Hyatt House, with drive-in banking hours 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Bank of Lincolnwood, growing with you and our neighbor, Beltone.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
Well, here we are, sweltering away in one of those infamous Chicago heat waves. No time for small talk. We want you to know we're ready for you at Polk Brothers. 10,000 brand-name air conditioners for any window, all sizes, all the top brands, Carrier, Frigidaire,